Choose your next words carefully, Leonidas. They may be your last.
Madman. You're a madman. Blasphemy. This is madness.
This is Sparta!
Who do we have left? Britney Spears. Kim Kardashian. Paris Hilton. Yeah, that's what we have to look forward to, Kanye West. Good morning, everybody. Good morning. Good afternoon. Good evening. We're global.
I mean, the lines are blowing up.
We had our shop, which is actorsbreakdown.com/shop, S-H-O-P-P-E. Well, look at you. All right, everybody. I'll be right with you.
My favorite co-host here, Miss Ellen J. Hello, good morning, Ellen. Thank you for joining.
Hey, you played my favorite one.
How you doing? Thank you for coming in early. Hey, everybody. Good morning. Good afternoon. Good evening. We are live. We are global. We're around the world. I noticed. I don't look at the ratings too often, but I'm just curious. We were off for a couple of days, and every time we're off, Ellen, the ratings go up. I'm going, what the hell? What the hell? Seriously, it's like, damn. Welcome to the show, everybody. We're a show that's not politically correct, and we won't be. In fact, we're not even correct. We're a show that we're going to speak what's on our mind, what little left there is, brain matter there is. But we are the minority. And when I say we are the minority, things are changing in our world. I mean, the little minority groups are now changing the world. I mean, the nerds did it. They ruled the world. Back in the day when we had good days, we used to tease them and throw rocks at them and put their underwear up on flagpoles. You know, those days are over now. They run us. They have Apple phones and they have Android phones, computers. They control the world. They learned. Well, there's a little group, transgenders, gays, Black Lives Matter. No, I'm going to put them in another category. But they're also fed up. They're tired. They're tired of being picked on. They throw parades and nobody shows up. That pissed them off. So they're changing the world. They're changing how we think. They're changing how we look. They're changing how we talk. And they're changing our entertainment. And we're going to talk about that. The title of the show is the LGBTQ, and this is my show, Brian Hammer Jackson. Ellen, unless she wants to take credit for the show, she can deny it because she's a businesswoman. Ellen, do you want to take credit? Am I going to say we or me? It's up to you.
When you can say we, I don't
care. Okay. We are fed up. That's right. That's right. Listen, you, let me tell you something. You, running around and the dresses and everything, you know, chicks with sticks. Okay, cool. But the moment you say something against the LGBTQRSTUVWXYZ group, hell breaks loose. There's some things, and I said this before in my other show, it's like, you know, you want to get along with us, then you've got to accept us as we accept you. Now, this is not no homophobic thing. I mean, I could, you know, I'm not against queers. I mean, you guys run around, you know, with your fairy dust and fly away and flutter around. I'm not against that. So I have a lot of friends who are queers. Anywho, this is not a homophobic show, but this is a show that we have to really say, you know, enough is enough. So the LGBTQ people, they're out of control. Here's the copy that I wrote. Listen, gays, you need to chill out. You really do. I mean, you're out of control with trying to change things that offend you. Straight people have rights, too. I mean, just chill out. Relax. Do a parade every 2 months. That makes you happy. You're going after Dave Chappelle and Netflix because Dave Chappelle said something that you did not like. So you went after Netflix, and you went after Dave Chappelle, and you went after the president because he's a comedian, gays. He's a comedian. Some dude got his panties in a little wad and is starting some trouble. We're going to talk about you gays. We're going to, in fact, I'm the only straight man I think in this world is able to speak out against. Now, this has nothing to do with gay rights. It has nothing to do with, and let's make this clear in the beginning. If you don't hire a gay person because he's gay, I'm on your side. Civil rights, equal rights, that right. You have the right to work. You have the right to date who you want to date. I mean, you have the right to get some shears and shave your old man's ass so you can screw them. I don't care. You have the right to be a butt pirate. Who cares? I don't care what you do in your home. I don't. I mean, I do contribute to your community. Once in a while, I go to Pornhub and I watch the lesbians. I mean, I'm contributing. Lesbians are good. They make good movies. Yes, they do. My little lesbo movies. I even have a car. I named my car Butch. My girlfriend doesn't like it. But my car is named Butch after a lesbian queen. And she asked me, why did you name your car Butch? I said, well, it's a tough chick. Butch is tough, man. It gets me here to there. Butch protects me. No matter how, if the car breaks down, Butch is right there. Butch will give me an airbag. It's just a woman, and she's very comforting. And we name our cars and ships and things after women. I decided to name my car after a lesbian, Butch. I like Butch. Butch takes care of me. So this show is not about anti-gay. Oh, okay. This show is not about anti-gay. This show is about straight rights. That's what it's about. We're straight, and whatever rhymes with straight, that's what we are. Nobody here's homophobic. And I don't know what homophobic is. Now, like I said, we're not against gay rights. We're not against hate. We're not for gay hate or anything. People should live and let live. I understand. But when you start attacking the entertainment industry, which half of you guys are gay anyway, and you start attacking comedians because they're saying a joke, and you take it off of Netflix. I don't know if it's off Netflix. I've got to read the story. Now you're infringing on my happiness and my joy and my pleasure.
Yeah, nope.
And what gives you the right to do that? Just because you get offended does not mean the rest of us have to suffer. So we're going to talk about that. What's going on right now is that Dave Chappelle is in trouble with Netflix because he made a comment. The headline is, we'll talk about the Netflix of company CEO, Ted Sarandos. He's saying he screwed up. He should have done something. All Netflix is doing is giving Dave Chappelle a better audience. He has a special on Netflix called The Closer. And apparently he said something about the gay community. And we're going to listen to it, and we'll be our own judge if you guys are out of control or not. But again, he's a comedian. He's a comedian. And normally we don't hit our top stories right away. We go with other stuff. Here's a sample of the show. Dave Chappelle continues over. He did transgender jokes. So here it is right here. Here's the news. And like I said, we don't usually get to the main story, and we save it for later, but this is too important. Here's the story, and we'll go a little deeper on what we're talking about. And you'll be the judge. You'll be the judge. Here we go.
Tonight, comedian Dave Chappelle once again at the center of a swirling controversy.
Oh, buddy, I'm in trouble now.
The polarizing stand-up drawing swift backlash for jokes in his latest special, The Closer.
Gender is a fact. This is a fact. Every human being in this room, every human being on Earth, had to pass through the legs of a woman to be on Earth.
Critics characterizing the remarks as transphobic and slamming Netflix for airing them.
TERF is an acronym. Stands for Trans-Exclusionary Radical Feminist. This is a real thing. This is a group of women that hate transgender. They don't hate transgender women, but they look at trans women the way we blacks might look at blackface. I'm Team TERF. I agree, man. Gender is a fact.
The special prompting some to boycott the service or cut ties. Today, a group of transgender employees at Netflix announcing plans to stage a walkout next week. Netflix recently suspending three employees who criticized the streaming giant, but now lifting that suspension. One of the employees, trans software developer Tara Field, had openly questioned Netflix's decision to air the special, tweeting, "Promoting TERF ideology, which is what we did by giving it a platform yesterday, directly harms trans people." Netflix insisting it suspended Field and two others for attending an online executive meeting they were not invited to, not for speaking out. But despite growing calls to remove the special from its platforms, Netflix standing by Chappelle. In an internal memo first obtained by The Verge, the company's co-CEO writing, "We don't allow titles on Netflix that are designed to incite hate or violence, and we don't believe The Closer crosses that line." But major LGBTQ advocacy organizations like GLAAD disagree.
It seems that it's cisgender people trying to tell trans people, again, what is harmful to us and what isn't.
Why is this such a serious concern beyond just entertainment for the LGBTQ plus community?
Well, none of the experiences that we have with media exist in a vacuum. So you can say that it's just jokes, but unfortunately the millions of people who will watch a comedy special like this, for many of them, this is their introduction or their only interaction with a trans narrative.
All right, Dasha Burns joins us now live on set. So you said in your report that Netflix is standing...
Ellen.
Yes.
Ellen. Are you able, this requires a phone call to the GLAAD people or the gay people. Are you, yeah, they love me. Every time I call, they welcome me. Are you able to give me a phone number for GLAAD so I can call them? Ooh,
are you talking about?
Oh, I just heard a back beat. Are you there?
GLAAD. Yeah, I'm here.
GLAAD. You know, the gay lesbian, society. You know, GLAAD gays.
Oh.
You know what I mean? Their organization,
okay.
GLAAD, the gay and lesbian and doofuses.
Okay.
Because I know you're not on
the
your
number
computer.
That I, the number that I always give you for them?
Yeah. If you have that nearby or something, I want to make a live call to GLAAD, and I'm going to complain with them, with those trans idiots. And I'm saying, why are you associated with these idiots, these fools? And they're out of control. I'm going to voice my straightness. Because if you can't, what I'll do is I'll go to a couple of songs, and then I'll see if I can find it really quickly. I don't want you to hassle because I know you're not on your computer. So what I'm going to do is I'll go to break.
So you're talking about the number that I always give you for them.
Right.
Okay.
Right.
Okay. The one in New York.
Yes, the one in New York.
No, but I can get it. Hold on. All I have to do is look it up on Google.
Okay. If you can get it and put it in my, because you're not in a studio, in my Facebook, that'd be cool.
Okay.
Or you can once you get it, you can just tell me. You can tell me on the air, and I'll put it in.
Okay.
We're gonna make a call. We haven't made a call to people in a long time. We're going to make a real call to them. Now I'm going to give them a piece of my mind. You're out of control here. You know what I mean?
Okay.
There's not enough straight people speaking out. It's just a fact, Jack. He was right. Gender is a fact. You cannot be non-gender. You cannot be non-gender. Dick, balls, boy. Pussy, girl. Done. There's no argument. There is no gray area. Well, okay. Well, I did have a cousin that came out with both. Okay, it's a toss-up. Depends on the coin. You toss him in the air, he lands on his head. Or he lands on his ass tails. It's a toss-up. But there's very rarely. Alan. I just rarely. There is no gray area. And there is no such thing as bisexuality. There's not. Stop it. Gay people, quit making up categories. You have this LGBTQ's question because you'll take any nonsense in your group. You'll take nonsense. How do we take you seriously? Listen, you gays. I had enough of you. We're going to get to the bottom of this. Excuse the pun.
Oh, my God.
Yeah, I'm a mature man to talk to these guys. We're going to call the LGBTQ. We're going to call them live on the air. We haven't done a live call in a while. I'm ready to do one. And we're going to fix you guys. We're going to let you know because there's not enough straight, you know, straight voices. I don't understand straight voices are not fighting back. I mean, you can fight back without being a redneck. Okay, now you're going to make me do, you know how, you know, there's something wrong with me. But when I get something in my head, I do stupid things. You don't leave me alone. See, Ellen's quiet. She usually steers me. It's like a boat. It's like she's the steer. It's like, okay, we're going to point A, and then I'm going, ooh, look over there. No. We're steering the boat here. Ooh, a shiny little thing in the ocean. No. Dolphin, get over here. So she's more quiet. And it lets me run around. She doesn't have the rein on me. I'm not. It was like, all right, Rudolph, lead the sleigh. Rudolph, where are you going? Santa? I'm playing some reindeer games. Get over here, Rudolph. We got houses to do. So she's in a position where she can't keep me on what do you call it? Track. So we're going to go to a break. I'm going to get the number. Ellen's going to give me the number. I'm going to put my headphones on. It didn't work last time, and that's odd. Maybe it was just Blog Talk. I'm going to call the number, and we're going to talk to Glad. Tell them that they're out of control. The gays need to set their mind straight, and they have to. You can't go after our comedians. And these transgender, first of all, my view on transgender people, you might want to hear my view. Can I not like them without being homophobic? Because I don't. I don't think there is such a thing. Back in my day, they were cross-dressers. And don't tell me that they're different because until you get to the operation, and very few did. And you know what? I'm going to pull it up. How many people actually did the operation? If you did the operation and you show me proof that you have no longer a penis and that little thing now is a vagina, you know what? You did the work and you got respect. But short of that, you're just running around wearing a wig and a dress and high heels looking like a fool. Guess what? You're a cross-dresser. That's what you are. Behave yourself. Stop with the transgender bullshit. So that's our show for today, everybody. Oh, and our second story, Ellen and I were talking about this yesterday, and we were talking about the case of that guy who killed his girlfriend.
We were talking about Gabby Petito and Brian Laundrie.
Right. And that's a gentleman.
I think he got ate by alligators.
I don't think he did. I don't think he did because the argument – Well, no, because the argument is that he's a nature boy. You know what I mean? That he knows the dangers of where they are, blah, blah, blah.
Yeah, but you know what? Okay, even the swamp people get ate by alligators. I told you about that 504-pound alligator that ate that man, and he's been living on the swamp all his life, and he still got ate by an alligator.
Yeah, I know. I you really think he's dead? I don't think he's dead. I don't think he's dead.
You know, I don't know. You know, because somebody's got to have seen him, you know. You can't hide. Even if you change your appearance, you can't change your fingerprints unless you put them in acid and you get rid of your fingerprints.
Well, here's my
that's
theory.
The only
and
way
you're right. But you're right. But here's my theory. With the pandemic, and if you really listen to the news, you got 3/4 of the police department who are protesting because of this mandate. They're not showing up for work. I don't think they have the man hours. I think this case is going to be a cold case.
They do. No, they do have the man hours, Brian. Every day they're out there in that nature preserve where they think that he ran off into, and they're looking for his ass. They have cadaver dogs and everything. Every day they're out there.
Okay. Well, we're going to be talking about him. Who? What's his name again?
Brian Laundry.
You know what? I'm going to get you.
What?
We're going to talk.
That's his name.
Is that his name? We're going to talk about Brian.
Uh-huh.
Laundry.
That's his name.
Okay, and the story is his girlfriend was killed by strangulation. They said she was strangled, right, Ellen? That's what you're telling me?
Mm-hmm. Yeah, they said she was strangled.
And so the reason
whoever,
we said it,
him or whoever, you know, which I don't
but
think
how
it's
do you
a
get
whoever.
That close?
I think it's a him.
Right. How do you get that close when you strangle somebody? Either, you know, you really, you're up close and you have that anger to strangle someone, and you leave the scene.
I mean,
I'm going, how does that work?
I mean, the thing,
you know
the thing is, okay, they were stopped by the police because, you know, near Grand Teton National Park. That's where her body was found, by the way. And stopped by the police because before that, they were in a grocery store and they were arguing. And somebody had seen them arguing, and they called the police.
Okay.
Because apparently he had smacked her or something, and he put his hand around her face, grabbed
right.
her by the jaw.
Right.
And, you know, he was doing that, and somebody had saw that, and they called the police.
Right.
And they let them go. And that stopped them. He's
right.
saying that if I would have just taken him in, she'd be alive right now.
Well, he didn't know. And when they did, I saw the footage. When they did, she was the one who claimed that she hit him.
Mm-hmm.
There was hardly, you know, and what are they supposed to do? Now, if she was threatened, she could have said, you know, I'm leaving with y'all. You know what I mean? This guy has murder capabilities. But she wasn't. So then we went to this theory. Okay, we go to this theory either. He was really mm-hmm. pissed off and he strangled her because you said by the news that it was strangulation by hand. Or was it kinky sex? Because that's a reality and that leads to this segment. When kinky sex leads to murder. Maybe they're into some heavy kinky shit. And it got out of control. You know what I mean? I know people, and there is a theory, and there are some people that I know that get off on this choking, smothering kind of thing. They get off on it. I remember when I was going out with this one girl. Well, I didn't go out with her. It lasted a weekend. I couldn't wait till Sunday to get here sooner. I made that commitment. Brian, do you want to be, you know, and you hate that. You hardly know them, right? Brian, do you want to spend the weekend? I go, okay, get some little sex there. Hit it for the weekend. And, well, we did it Friday a lot. And then it was like, oh, damn, I got 2 days. There's only so much sex to shut them up. Sooner or later, they're going to have to talk. And it was like, then she started talking Saturday and going, oh, God, is Sunday coming? Well, when I want to do is when I go to school, I'm going to be this and this and this and this, and I got aspirations, and I don't want to get married, and I want to do this and this and this and this. Right now, I just want to live my life. I just broke up with my boyfriend. I think he's crazy, and blah, 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 blah. I was like, oh, God. I mean, you almost wanted to have sex so you can put your hand around her throat, because that's what she liked. You can kill two birds with one stone, right? And you kind of hit that ass and extra hard, you know. You know, usually you hit it with your hand, but she drove me so crazy, I got a shoe. Start hitting her in the ass. You like that, don't you, baby? But I'm thinking, so I started thinking that side. It's like, okay, part two of our story is like, a lot of people out there in the kinky shit, when kinky, I feel like the guy on Dateline, when kinky sex goes wrong and leads to murder, well... He's on Dateline. Well, what happened now? Well, I got the bitch and I choked her and her eyes popped out and everything. Oh, isn't that special?
Isn't that special?
That's what he does. You know the guy I'm talking to, right? He looks like a ghost. He has no color whatsoever. You know what I mean? He's just pale as I forgot his name. And his voice is like, and what did you do next? Well, I got her dressed and everything, and I put her outside. It was Halloween, and she was like a ghoul. Oh, was it the 31st? You know, it's him. I like him. But he's more scarier than the actual murders. Hello. So anyway, that's what our second story is, when kinky sex leads to murder. You fools out there are fooling around with these kinky sex and doing these kinky sex. It can go wrong, and if it goes wrong... you're up for murder, and we got some stories about that. 612, you're live on the air, and then we're going to, Ellen's going to give me the phone number, and we're going to call the LGBTQ community and find out what the hell is going on there. They're out of control. 612, you're live on the air with Brian Hammer Jackson Show. Hello.
Yes, sir. Brian, how are you doing? This is Mike.
How's everything? How you doing? I didn't catch your name?
Yeah, this is Mike. Yeah, sorry, it's kind of breaking up. Yep.
Okay. Mike, how are you? Welcome to the show, Mike.
Yes, sir. I just wanted to thank you for your the title of your show, that the LGBT have gone out of control.
Mm-hmm.
So thank you for putting that out there. It's much needed now, especially because they, you know, they're saying that you give someone an inch, they take a mile.
Yes. Yes.
That's basically what these people have done. But if you look, if you think back, go back to like 08, 10, even 2012, when the whole gay marriage debate was sort of like frontline news in America. If you remember back then, a lot of people who were against gay marriage were warning that once we did that, it was going to be a Pandora's box effect, and all of a sudden, all this crazy stuff will come down the pipe.
Yes.
It looks like it came true.
Oh, I agree. I agree. But they can argue the same thing, Mike, with black people. That's their go-to. Well, black people with the civil rights and everything. And I said, no. This is the reason I think it's different. First of all, thank you, Mike. I want to hear your voice. Thank you for sticking up for straight people, because straight people are silent now, Mike. We don't want to say anything. We're afraid that we're going to lose our jobs.
The number's in your messenger. The number's in your messenger.
Okay. Thank you. But, Mike, thank you.
Mm-hmm.
Thank you for that. You're right. When we... I don't mind them getting married. You know, they have their own business, Mike. The line that I draw, they're going after Dave Chappelle because he mentioned, he's a comedian, he mentioned something about transgenders. But, Mike, help me out with this. I mean, shouldn't we accept all people, though? I mean, what do you think? When they start interfering with us and our laws and we have to accept this, that's where I draw the line. What do you think, Mike?
So, I mean, if you go back to how this whole thing started, in the beginning, it was a noble thing that everyone agreed with, which was we should be tolerant, we should be kind, we should be an accepting society, that we should treat people to respect regardless of who they are, and everyone should have the same amount of rights, and no one should be marginalized. Everyone's on board with that, at least most people, including myself. But
right.
what these people did was they took advantage of our kindness, and they
right.
realized they had an opportunity. And what they decided was, okay, now that we got these people sort of on the ropes here, let's
mm-hmm.
see what more we can get out of them. And they decided, well, tolerance isn't enough. Being treated mm-hmm. as with respect isn't enough. We're going to demand full-blown acceptance of everything we
right.
believe, and to demand that everyone agree with what we think, which is like,
right.
in America, that's unheard of. I mean, think about it. In American society, it's always been this idea of you respect other people's beliefs, and you're free to believe what you want, they're free to believe what they want, as long as they don't try to impose something on you, it's all good.
Mm-hmm.
Right?
Mm-hmm.
But
right.
these folks, they decided to rewrite the rules to give themselves special privileges, which is what it is. And what I don't call them the LGBT, by the way. I call them the Rainbow Mafia, because that's how they operate.
Ooh.
They have a power in this country that nobody else has. Even
mm-hmm.
black people don't have that kind of power. Like, someone could say the N-word over live network television and still have a job. You offend
mm-hmm.
these gay people in the slightest way, your career
mm-hmm.
is over.
Right.
And so these people, you know, I feel like as a black man, they hijacked the civil rights movement, and they
right.
took advantage of benefits that were designated specifically for black people because of the
mm-hmm.
unique situation of what they were in. And,
mm-hmm.
you know, and white women to a certain degree, I'm just going to call it like it is. These other groups just showed up and said, oh, we're going to claim all this. We want affirmative action, even though it should never apply to them. But
right.
the point at the end of the day is they are trying to make a behavior accepted, and they're trying to conflate that with a black struggle, which was black people trying to get treated like human beings instead of being treated like animals, like we've been for the longest. And at the end of the day, and every black man I know would agree with this, as a black
mm-hmm.
person, we never have to come out the closet and announce
mm-hmm.
to people that we're black.
Right.
And not only that, these gay people, let's think about this for a second. Every June, everywhere around this country, you see a rainbow flag on every business, every bank, on the streets. They get to parade around, a bunch of half-naked men in G-strings, waving dildos in the air, and it's all good. What
right.
other group in America can do that? What other group in America has it? Could you imagine, let's say, Christians or Muslims, say the Muslims decide for a
right.
whole month, you got to stick the crescent moon on everything, and we're going to run around doing all kind of weird acts in public, and you just got to accept it. And if you question us
mm-hmm.
in the slightest, you'll lose your job, you lose your business, you lose everything you have.
I agree 100% with you, Mike, and you're absolutely correct. When somebody says, well, we're going to compare it to, and I'm African-American too, I'm black, Mike, and when I hear that gay people say, well, we're going to compare it to the black civil rights or Black Lives Matter, no, you can't, because if you're gay, you could come in that office straight. We won't even know who you are. We don't know what your sexual preference is until you start acting a fool. Black people cannot hide their color. Black people cannot hide who they are. Blah, blah, blah. Mike, you put a great point there. And what are we accepting? This whole gay movement is about your sexuality. That's all it is. That's the only thing that makes you different from us is your sexuality. And you're promoting your sexuality. You're right. You're up there running your parade, waving your dildo. You know what I mean? Those things are dangerous. And I agree with you 100%, Mike. I can't even add anything to what you say because you said it so eloquently. But here we are, Mike. Here we are. So now we're here. We got Congress. We got some transgenders in Congress in the House. We got the transgender doing this, the bathroom, the kids. We have to accept this. We got gender-neutral stores. What are we going to do about it, Mike? They're here to stay. Okay, I think we lost Mike. But Mike got a great point. And but you got a great point. But Mike, they're here now, and I do agree. I think straight voices need to be heard more and say, you know what, we're not homophobic, but don't push this shit on us. You know what I mean? Stay in your lane. We stay in our lane. We can accept who you are, but don't push it on us, right? We want to go back to boys and girls bathrooms. We don't want this gender-neutral thing. What do we do, Mike? We could talk about it, but what do we do?
Just take that whole homophobic statement that they put out there. They love to throw that out there. But if you really think about
right.
it, the people that are actually homophobic, because the word phobia, it means irrational fear.
Sure.
The real people in our society that are homophobic are the people walking on eggshells appeasing these people.
They're the ones that have an irrational fear of this tiny community that has no real power, that really ultimately can't really do anything. But they walk around and feel people like they're God. That's who has those are the people that are homophobic. Because if you think homosexuality is wrong on a moral standpoint, how could that possibly be defined as a phobia? Does that even make sense?
Right. No, it doesn't. But if the
left gets to redefine words,
right,
and give words new meaning. But at the end of the day, this is way bigger than just the homosexuals. This is a bigger overall issue going on. What America's experiencing right now is called ideological subversion. And what's being done is that the Cold War, the struggle between communism and capitalism, never ended. People are under a misconception that because the Soviet Union collapsed, that the struggle ended. Communists around the world adopted a whole new strategy. They realized head-to-head competition against America and capitalism would not work, so they had to do a different route. Ideological subversion is a technique that the Soviets did a lot all throughout Eastern Europe and different countries that they conquered by taking it over from within, meaning by that they get into all the spheres of influence, whether it's education, the media, so forth, all the things that can influence how people think and how they view the world. And through that, they can change and shape how a country thinks and looks at things. The first step is called demoralization. That is when you can get people to then reject all the basic foundations of what their country stands for and get them to even hate their own country. And if you look around America today, especially people under the age of 35, most people have a very negative view of America. They look at America as a terrible country. You rarely hear anyone younger than 35 speak positively or speak highly of America anymore.
Right.
And that's because these Marxists have taken over education, and they've now used education as an indoctrination camp where they plant the seeds in these people's minds to think that way. Now, they've done the same thing with the LGBT because the Marxists decided, this goes back, you can look at their own writings from the 40s and 50s. They were frustrated because they could not get the working class in America, the proletariat, if you will, to join, to rise up against the ruling capitalist class like they did in other countries around the world. And they realized that the reason they couldn't do that was that the American working class had a certain belief system, and they viewed in America and the Constitution in such a way that it was kind of like for them, the idea of them raising up against their own country was something they just couldn't go with. So they realized we have to have a new strategy. We can't get the white working class, so now we've got to find new people. And they decided we're going to get black people, we're going to get gays, and we're going to go after women. And we're going to go – those are the three groups we're going to target to try to push this – get our agenda to. And if you've noticed, whether it be Black Lives Matter, the modern feminist movement, and the current LGBT movement, what's the one thing that they all have in common that they share together?
What's that?
Communism. They're all pro-Marxist, every single one of them. You go to Black Lives Matter's website, what does it say? They're against capitalism. They want to restructure the American economic system.
True.
All of that.
That is
LGBT,
true. That is true.
Yeah, so now that's the angle that the Marxists have decided to take. Now, when you combine with that the massive amount of corporate money that's behind these people, that's what's propping them up. There's no grassroots support for this nonsense. No one agrees with this lunacy. Everyone knows it's nonsense. Even they know it's nonsense. But because the money, certain elements of our government, and obviously this massive underground Marxist movement we have in America – all those things together are propping this whole thing up. And there's an end goal in this. This is all about government control. This has nothing to do with LGBT rights. This is about them sticking their finger in the eye of the majority of people in America and getting Americans through government coercion to submit to things that they know that they're against. It's just like we see right now with COVID. They're using different techniques to try to force everyone to take the vaccine, submit to these new rules and policies. They're trying to train Americans who fundamentally in the American mind, we're about freedom and independence. We don't like being controlled and over manipulated by the government. So they're using different techniques to reshape the mind. So now think about this, man. When we were young, Americans all believed in freedom of speech. Didn't matter if you were right, left, whoever. But today, look at how many people now are in support of censoring people. Look at how many people are in support of this idea of taking away people's right to freely express themselves if they express views they don't agree with. So what you're witnessing is a reshaping of America. So what we're headed to, this is the sad part, if you have kids and grandchildren, this country clearly going somewhere. There's an end goal in this whole thing. And unfortunately, we're going to end up in a totalitarian police state where we're going to have a tyrannical government that, unlike in the past, where people could overcome it through revolutions and all of that, this new police state we're going to have is going to be technologically advanced to a point where you can't resist it, where you have no choice but to completely submit. And there will not be a revolution because they'll have total power, total surveillance, total control. There'll be no way we can group together, everything. They'll have absolute control. And that's where this is headed, without question.
Well, it already headed that way. It doesn't help when you have a former president to try to do a coup, try to overtake the government to stop a certification of a new president coming in. I think that started the first bullet. That's the first bullet that was across our bow from the president himself.
Oh, you mean how
Trump.
This current administration, how they stole the election? Blatantly and nakedly?
Oh, no, 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 no. We did not steal. We're talking about the terrorists who overthrew the Capitol to stop a certification of a great president who's going to change society from this authoritarian dictator who tried to stop our own election and tried to make friends with dictators across Little Kim and other and Putin, kissy kissy,
love
letters.
You're lost. Yes.
No,
I hope you're
true.
Not bored for that. Okay, we just got done talking about the Marxists and their desire
right.
to expand government
Which
power
is
and control
Trump.
Of the
I thought we were both
people.
Talking about Donald Trump. I thought we were on the same page.
No, of course not. Trump is a Republican and he's a conservative.
Oh,
how
I think we're both talking about Trump.
Of course not. I'm talking about the left. Look, now just use common sense. Put aside Trump, Biden, forget the name. Just look at the policy, because the policy is what really matters.
Okay.
Right? So look at if you look at the policies that mm-hmm. Biden and the Democrats are pushing versus what Trump and the Republicans are pushing, which one would advance independence and freedom for the regular citizen? And which one is pushing power and control?
Trump, know what? Trump should not even be pushing anything because he's irrelevant. And
how about this? Let me make it easy for you, man. Why don't you name me one policy that Trump tried to implement or implemented when he was president that was somehow going to minimize or reduce your freedom and liberties that you have enshrined in the Constitution? Name me one policy.
He had no policies because he didn't even have a full cabinet. All he was worried about was, is my image good? He didn't even want to do any of the meetings that presidents are supposed to be doing every day. Oh, just tell me the highlights. I don't have to be there. I don't want to be there.
But she has
a
point.
Let me ask Brian the same question.
But Mike,
you clearly don't know what you're talking
she does. Trump had no policy whatsoever. Trump was not even a president. He was a puppet. He was who created Trump was a Koch brother.
I can
because this is the truth. Who created Donald Trump was the Mercer family.
That's not the question that I'm asking you. Okay, are you telling me that during his entire presidency he didn't pass any policies or try to get legislation passed?
I'm trying to remember what he did pass.
My goodness. Okay, let's go down the list.
Enlighten me.
Let's go down the list because clearly I'll be totally honest with both of you. Don't take this as an insult, but it kind of sounds like you guys aren't really well versed in politics and policy. You just caught it more in the personality, and I can understand that. I understand why you don't like Trump, and I don't like his personality.
We're normal people. We're not political junkies. Okay. We're normal people who live in America, and we're feeling the effects of this doofus who tried to destroy America, who tried to do a coup in our American soil, and laughed
about it. And who told you that? And who told you that? Where did you get that idea from?
I saw it live on the air. I saw it through my own eyes. There are people
what channel were you watching when you got that information? Where'd
all
you get
of
that
them.
From?
I changed the channel, all of them. I was on Fox.
Okay.
It was on conservative,
okay,
it was
let's,
on conservative
let's, let's,
news.
I was watching my local news channel.
Yeah.
I understand.
My local
so
news.
Let's,
Do you condone what he did to incite this riot and say, I'm going to walk with you and we're going to go down to the White House, the Capitol.
The Capitol.
And we're going to protest. And he did not go with them.
Brian, you can fact check me right now. You can pull up the transcript from this speech, or you can look up a clip on YouTube. You can see it. He said we're going to go down there and peacefully protest. That's a fact. Now, in my opinion, that's a fact. Yes, he did.
That's what he said. But when the you can't leave with the headline. When the riot was going on.
No, I'm not leaving with the headline. We're going to start from the beginning. Let's go back to 2016. Everyone's got amnesia about what happened. So let's talk about what was the root cause of what led to January 6th. It was because Republicans felt that the election was illegitimate. They felt like that, whether it be the Chinese or the Democrats engaged in some type of dirty stuff through the mail-in vote specifically. And through that, they were able to cause the election to come out. Okay, let's start with that. Now, rewind back. Let's go back to 2016. After 2016 with Trump won, what were Democrats saying? Democrats around the country and the media said Trump was an illegitimate president. They claimed that the Russians intervened. They claimed that the election was not legit, and they went through all. They had a massive protest that lasted 2 weeks, and riots that broke out all throughout the country. Okay. So now dare you question the results of the election?
Let's go back a little further in 2016. What happened?
Let other people get a word in.
But what happened way back in 2016, if you remember, Trump was getting his ass kicked by Hillary. He was losing the popular vote. He was losing the electoral vote. And what happened was he was losing. He was losing. We're going to go back to 2016. Who got Trump James Comey came out and he was losing badly. Even Trump was surprised he won. What happened was James Comey came into the picture 3 weeks before the election. He said he was going to open an investigation against Hillary Clinton. And that's when it turned. Clinton started to fall down from the popular field. Well, she still won won the popular vote. That's when it turned because Trump, he tried to do the same thing with Biden, the same thing about
in August 2016, the polls were tight. It was neck and neck. Then in September, I followed it closely. You can go to Real Clip Office right now, and you can check for yourself. Right. In August, the polls were tight, and he was closing the gap. Then in September, remember, that's when the pussy-grabbing tape came out, the Access Hollywood tape came out. Remember that? That dropped in September. And remember, NBC had that tape since 2011. They waited until September of 2016 near the end of the election to drop it as a September surprise to take Trump out. That tape drops, Trump's numbers hit the tank. Remember? He goes in the tubes, all the Republicans tell him to quit, everyone's saying give up, it's over, time to resign, all that. Then we have the second debate happen. And in the second
Mike, hold your thought. 408, you're live on the air. Brian Hammer Jackson, you're on live with Mike and Ellen. 408.
Hello.
I can hear you. They might want to get into this conversation, Mike. How you doing, 408? Where are you from? Welcome to the show.
I'm from San Bernardino, California. It's really great to be on the air, guys. Thanks for having me on.
Hey, nice. Welcome. I'm with you in California. I opened your phone. Did you want to get into this debate with the LGBTQ or the Trump thing?
Oh, definitely.
I'd like to hear your thoughts.
As a as a gay man, I actually do support Mr. Chappelle in being able to express himself freely on Netflix. Just the other day, I was getting fucked in the ass by my boyfriend, and I was sucking his cock, sucking on his balls, too, and we were watching Dave Chappelle, and just we loved it.
You know what? Get out of here. Oh, you nutcase. Get out of here. Hey, it was just a troll. Let's continue our regular conversation. I love the trolls, tell you the truth. I love them. All right, Mike. You're making a statement. Go ahead. I thought he wanted to get into the conversation, but he was just trolling.
That was good with me. We need a little comedic relief. You got to eat it. Let's watch out. But, no, what I was saying was that, so you remember, I'm just giving a quick context here. So we had the Access Hollywood tape come out, Trump's numbers in the tubes, Republicans are jumping ship, everyone thought the campaign was over. Then we had that second debate come up, right? So that everyone was expecting Trump to be apologetic, kind of basically waving the white flag. So what does Trump do instead? Right before the debate, he hosts a press conference, and at the press conference, he invites, I think, five or six different women that had accused Bill Clinton of raping them. And he holds a press conference with them before that, and each woman gives their story, what happened, what Bill did to them, what they felt like Hillary had done as far as attacking them to try to keep the negative PR down and everything. They went into it was in detail. And then he comes out to the debate, and he goes on the attack. After the debate, all the polls after the debate, that specific debate said Trump had won that one because he was on the offensive the whole time. And he kept going after Hillary about her corruption. All the Republicans that were jumping ship now came back on board. And the momentum, you can see it, the polls started to swing back in his favor right after that debate. And you were right, the James Comey thing flipped it back. It got it over to his favor to a certain degree, especially in certain key states. But you also have to acknowledge that the Access Hollywood tape had a huge effect. I mean, that was supposed to
kill him. Did it really? I don't think if anything made him more popular, because when we're going back with the LGBTQ thing, guys talk like guys, and he was being attacked. You're right. I think they started feeling sorry for Trump. I mean, straight guys, take politics out. I mean, you're being attacked by him talking about, you know, pussy, grab a pussy, and most men can relate to that. He was just being a guy, you know what I mean? So I think that made him more popular, not less popular. It made him more of a guy. He's one of us, you know what I mean? He's not a politician.
Among men, but the fear was he was going to lose women. That was the key. Remember, the key voting demographic was suburban women.
Yeah,
and so everyone, the polls were saying he was losing in that. So now, fast forward to the election. Election night, he's losing the popular vote because, of course, a Republican president will always lose the popular vote because Democrats run up the numbers in California and New York. They just have a population advantage in those two states. But he won the popular vote because, remember, on election night, he wins Michigan, Wisconsin, Pennsylvania, Ohio, right? He ran the table in the Midwest, and that's what flipped it. And no one saw that coming. It was a surprise on election night. But after that, Democrats never accepted the election results. Up until the certification, you could look this up. They were in Congress fighting to get it decertified. They were trying to get the electors to not pledge votes for the state that he won.
I was not familiar with that. But we didn't go as far as doing a coup in the Capitol and take over.
But I'm just showing you that the same sentiment existed on the left at that time, that the election results were illegit.
Sure.
You can look this up. Anyone listening, fact check me. You can look, there's videos of Democrats in Congress demanding that the election results not be certified, that they literally were going as far as to say, like Wisconsin that he won. They were trying to get the electors in those states to not pledge the votes, those electoral votes to Trump in the Electoral College. They were trying to get people to not do that, even though legally they were obligated to, because he won the state. So they were doing everything they could. And not to mention, when it comes to political violence and what we saw January 6th, which was terrible, you got to remember what happened last spring. You see, last spring we saw mass political violence. And remember, even the White House was attacked, because you remember Trump had to go in the bunker. Remember, he had to hide in the basement because there was a giant mob that surrounded him.
Which he claims he did. He claims that he didn't want to go, but they did it for his own safety. There was some controversy there.
The point is that he was told to do that by the Secret Service.
Right, okay,
the media
I'll give you that.
It. Now ask yourself, why did they tell the president to go in the bunker? Because there was a gigantic mob outside that wanted to burn the White House. Remember, that's why they put the barricades up around the White House.
Because there were black protesters out there, and he saw a lot of black people, and he ran like hell going,
Dude, you remember what was going down out there?
They were protesting.
What do you call what was going down last spring, when the BLM riots were full blown? What was happening?
You mean the time that those nice protesters were there, and Trump decides to clear the area so he can go to the church with the Bible upside down with the two Corinthians?
You're bringing up one instance. I'm talking about around the country. Like my aunt, I'm from the Minneapolis-St. Paul area. My aunt's restaurant is right there in the Midway. Her restaurant got burned to the ground. I know people personally whose cars were lit on fire, houses were broken into, their businesses were burned, people were being mugged in the streets, kids and family could not go outside at night because these lunatics were running around going crazy.
I understand. Why did her establishment get burned down? Is this regarding protests because of Trump?
When the protest started, remember, it started at the police station in South Minneapolis.
Right. Okay, right, I remember they burned down the police station. Yeah, I remember that.
And then from there, they went down. So the street that they're nearby is called Lake Street. Lake Street goes all the way through into from Minneapolis all the way to St. Paul, and it becomes University Avenue, and it goes through a heavy commercial district called Midway. Now, my aunt's restaurant's in Midway. And they literally went down, all the way down these streets. They went into every store, whether it was a clothing store, shoe store, electronics store, emptied it out. And on the way, they lit every single building they saw on fire.
Yeah, I saw that.
We had, I think, $5 billion worth of damage. There's a lot
of
business today
I did see that, and I'm sorry that happened, and it's disgusting, you know. But when you say they, who are you referring to as they?
I'm talking about the mob that was out there looting and robbing and lighting stuff on fire. I mean, you saw the video. I'm not making it up.
I understand.
It's on video.
I mean, what I say is that in every protest, and I've seen it. I mean, I live in California. We watch riot. We went to all these other riots, L.A. riot, blah, blah, blah. It starts off peaceful. Then the thugs get in there, and they start looting and burning. I know, and I don't agree with it, and it messes up the message of the true protesters. But Trump will blame it on
Antifa. Just like January 6th. January 6th is the same thing. There was a group of people who were peacefully trying to protest the election, and a bunch of thugs showed up and decided we're going to take this to the next level. We're going to run up in the Capitol. So the same argument
you
just made for the BLM riots applies there.
Okay, wait.
I'm not asking you to agree. I'm not asking you to agree with the January 6th. I'm just saying, anytime you have a group of people that feel like an injustice took place that was not addressed, they feel like they got taken in their own hands, because they're in an emotional state, they do things that are irrational, right? They go...
I'm going to give you that, but I'm not going to...
But the point I'm going to make, Brian, is when the BLM riots were happening, Democrats around the country defended it. On MSNBC, you can look up, there's highlight tapes that show whether it was the Nigerian-looking sister on there. I don't like her at all.
Reed. I don't like Joy Reid.
I don't like her at all. There was her.
I don't like her at all.
There was Ari Felsher. Yeah. There was another gentleman wearing glasses, a Middle Eastern guy. I forgot his name. But these people were literally on. Yeah, but you can see them during those riots.
He kind of leans to the left a little bit too much, though.
MSNBC is basically a leftist network, so almost everybody on there does lean to the left. But the point I'm trying to make was, when the riots were happening, those people were on there trying to defend it, minimizing it, saying these are not riots, saying that, you know. And so when the left, so the American country, the country just saw, when the left engages in political violence, it gets minimized and excused for. When the right committed political violence, all of a sudden, oh, my God, clutch your pearls, it's the worst thing ever. Screw that, man. When everyday regular people had their livelihoods destroyed, nobody gave a damn. Nobody gives a damn about my aunt's restaurant or people's cars, or because those are working class regular people. When they get shitted on and they get attacked, nobody gave a damn. But when the politicians get attacked, now we got to mourn for them.
I see.
Okay, let me interject right here.
Sure. Sure.
Okay, the difference between those protests and what happened on the Capitol on January 6th, nobody lost their lives in the other protests. Five people died in the one in January.
What about David Dorn? What are you talking about?
Well, there was that woman who got ran over by a right-wing person who drove his car through a crowd. She died.
Yeah, that's a whole different thing. It was during a protest. Yeah,
that's different.
But I'm saying she just made a statement that nobody died during the BLM riots. I just gave her an example. There was a black retired police officer named David Dorn. This is in St. Louis.
Right.
He was trying to stop people from breaking into one of his friend's store. They were looting and taking the TVs. He tried to stop one of them, and he got shot in the head and got killed in the street. It was recorded live on Instagram, and he's laid out dead on the ground. And there are several other people in Minneapolis, where I'm from, who tried to stop people from breaking in. They got shot. There was a woman in a wheelchair in a couple blocks from where I used to live who was trying to stop people from breaking into her. She had like a floral shop. They literally took bags of I don't know, they have some kind of powder bags. They were smashing on her head. They took her out of her wheelchair. They beat her down. She had to go into critical condition in a hospital. So there was a lot of stuff that happened that maybe you're not aware of, but people were getting killed and assaulted. And the one person that got killed that was a citizen in the January 6th commission was one of the protesters, Ashley Babbitt.
Wait a minute. She's not a protester. She was a terrorist. And she deserved to be in Gitmo.
She was part of the mob.
You're doing the same thing as the left wing news. She was not a protester. The point is that she was basically a terrorist going against her own country, inciting a coup on American soil, and she was a soldier in the military. She knew better.
Yeah, because
But Ellen is right, though. But here's the point with Ellen. See, the difference with Black Lives Matter and the other protests, you didn't have the president, a sitting president of the United States of America, who was our commander-in-chief, telling people, patriots. These are not people with agendas. These are people who are patriots, American patriots, and they're looking at this man as the president of the United States, telling them to go to its capital and protest the certification of the incoming president. So they're not looking
Once
at their traitors.
He never told them to run up in there and try to take over the capital.
But another thing that you guys are not addressing is, okay, he was told, you need to get on the phone or you need to go down there and tell these people to stop.
Right.
And his
he put out a video on Twitter telling them to stop and go home.
Mike, his fat ass sat in the Oval Office and watched all of this shit going down.
Okay, so did he put out a video saying to everyone on Twitter to stop and go home? Yes or no?
Oh, please. After everything started happening, there was already a couple of people that had lost their lives.
True.
No, at that point, when a man killed his family, then he puts out a video,
goes on TV afterwards going, I don't know what happened, and I love them, dear ones. It's like, well, he did put out a video. The man knew what he was doing. Mike, come on. When you get the leader of the United States of America, it did not matter whether he told him to go home. He told him to go home and stand by, if I remember right. Brian, you're mixing what he said at the debate with Biden.
When he talked about telling the Proud Boys stand by and the video where he told people to go home. Now, let's be clear.
Okay.
When the left does things in this country, we begin to understand that it's just accepted. Republicans and conservatives realize we just got to take it. Just like when it comes to the LGBT thing, the same way you have to just accept whatever these people do and just take it on the chin and just realize we can't really say anything about it. That's what the right has been dealing with for the last 10, 15 years. And what we saw in 2020 was a breaking point when they said, that's it, we're done. People literally just snapped because part of that had to do with the COVID situation and the lockdown.
Right.
That a lot of people felt like there was unjust lockdowns around the country. Then you had Republicans feel like they had a legitimate grievance in the election because they thought fraud happened, and they felt like their grievance was not taken seriously, especially when you consider in 2016, when Democrats had grievances and they felt the election was illegitimate, that was taken seriously to the point that there was a $48 million investigation headed by Mueller into that issue. But when Republicans had a grievance having to do with the election, they were dismissed out the gate and told you're a bunch of conspiracy theorists, what you're saying is bullshit, be quiet and just accept it. So when they see that, they say to themselves, oh, there's a double standard. When they have a grievance, it's taken seriously. When we have a grievance,
well,
we're told to F off. So then they say, screw that.
We're
going to take it into our own hands, and we're going to deal with them head to head. That's what happened.
Right. Now,
whether
here's
you
the video.
Whether you agree with it or not, that's human nature.
Yeah. Yeah, it is human nature, and we're supposed to disagree with that. And that's called debating. That's called we have a difference in opinion.
No, I'm talking about when you have a group of people that feel like their grievances are not taken seriously, and they see
right.
that their opponent's grievances are taken seriously and are dealt with accordingly, then they feel like there's a double standard and there's not equal justice. And when that happens,
that's
people just take justice into their own. Well, that's a fact. In 2016, when Democrats said that the election was illegitimate, the federal
right.
government and the media took it serious, and it led to a $48 million, two-and-a-half-year investigation into Russian collusion. Did it not?
It did. Well, the reason we got into the Russian investigation, we got to get into the PP tape. We got to get into MI6. I heard a guy at a bar talk about. Yes, you got to get into the dossier. I mean, we go deep.
Oh, the dossier that they knew that was proven to be false, that Christopher Steele, the former MI6 agent, himself, he admitted that he's going to fabricate it?
Well, we're going to get into that wormhole, and he still stands by it today.
No. Under oath, several people in the FBI acknowledged that the FBI was in full knowledge that it was not legitimate. Remember, we had a Durham investigation into the investigation into what happened with the Steele dossier and several other things that took place. The gentleman you're referring to that was talking in the bar, you're talking about the Papadopoulos individual.
The person
that gave him the information about Russia was an FBI informant who was sent in there. Okay, and when it came to the FISA court where they got the warrants to spy on the different people of the Trump administration, whether it's Carter Page or Papadopoulos, the FBI admitted that they presented falsified documents to the FISA judge in order to get the warrants in the first place. The lawyer from the FBI had to admit it. He literally sent an email claiming that the documents that they had, when in fact he was in full knowledge, they did not have them, and he did that anyway. That was admitted in the Durham probe. So when we talk about corruption, it goes both ways, my friend. I'm not one of these people, I'm independent. I'm not pro Republican to the point where I'm saying Republicans are clean as snow and Democrats are evil. I'm acknowledging both are evil. What I'm saying is there's a double standard because the media is 90% pro Democrat.
I agree.
So the Democrats get away with BS the Republican will be hanged for. I promise you that.
But there's also conservative media out there. Rush Limbaugh was out there. There's other.
There's one network, Fox. There's one network you can name that's Fox, and you have conservative radio, which is not. And compare that to the left. The left has CNN, MSNBC, ABC, CBS, the New York Times, the Washington Post, the Chicago Tribune, the LA Times, all of Hollywood. Every single influential person that works in the media is a liberal. They have 90%
plus control. You got the Wall Street Journal.
There you go. So you name one newspaper, the Wall Street Journal, and
you got
one
Fox
television
News.
Network, which is Fox News.
No, there's many.
There's many
conservative voices on conservative radio. You know that, my friend. You got
right.
Huckabee.
Is it on the same level as the left?
It may not be equal, but there's still voices.
Brian, come on,
people.
Be honest, man. It's not even close. How about this? Don't take my word for it. Harvard University, which is obviously a liberal campus, put out a study on political bias within media. In their study, they showed clearly from the 2016 election that the liberals had 95% plus positive coverage, and Republicans had only 5 to 10% positive coverage in all news media across the board. And to this day, 85% of news journalists are registered Democrats. 85% of all news journalists in America are registered Democrats.
They still have to report facts. Hold on, Mike. 510.
No, they get to put their political spin on whatever they want.
That's why
they're defending Biden. Why is it when you look at a Biden press conference, they treat him with kid gloves like he's a retard, and they're afraid to ask him. But when it was Trump,
because
they were screaming at the top of their voice.
Well, you know, every time Trump comes up for a press conference, they have to put the microphone by his butt because he talks out of his ass. Hold on, Mike. 510, you're live on the air. 510, you're live on the air.
Brian, how are you,
yes.
my friend?
Hey, my friend, how are you? As you can see, we're having a political talk, and it gets a little energetic. How you doing, my friend? How's Mama?
Mama is great, my friend. We are preparing for a meet and greet performance Saturday.
Uh-huh.
It's San Jose, California, Streetlight Records. It's a music lover's Disneyland. It's one of the biggest vintage record stores I've ever been in. And it's going to be a beautiful thing, Brian. Her second performance after 20 plus years.
Wow.
I think
her second.
Last time.
So everybody, this is Heston Cleveland, by the way. Welcome him to the show. So his mother, the legendary Miss Cleveland. Oh, my God, she's so beautiful. And Heston is the reason he recognized and go, Mama, you're not going to retire your voice. You got too much talent. You still got joy to the world. And he's on a press conference. And what is it, 30 years later, she's going to go back on the stage. And how did the first one go? How did she adjust? How did
you know,
he do
the first one went, the first one, mm-hmm. just before the pandemic, February, maybe a month before the pandemic started, it went great. You know, mm-hmm. we had it at a small venue, but they had to put the speakers outside on
right.
the sidewalk because it was packed. And
wow.
me being her son.
Right.
I had to throw elbows to get into the place. It was beautiful.
Now we have to protect her. How are people wearing masks? Are you checking their vaccination card to see her? What's the deal if you wanted to see Miss Cleveland?
Well, San Jose has a very strong ordinance, and we were just going to do the meet and greet without singing.
Mm-hmm.
But so many people had requested, please let Carrie sing, please. So, yes, masks are mandated. It's really a big facility. And we have a section that's going to be roped off.
Right.
You know, she'll take her mask off to sing.
Mm-hmm.
But masks are required.
Wow.
And, you know, we
good
just gotta
for you.
Get out, you know, have some fun and sell some CDs, meet some people.
Right.
KYBN Radio in Mountain View is, you know, kind of promoting it. And Streetlight Records is a pretty reputable store. You know, it's
right,
10,000
right.
square feet, mm-hmm. magazines, posters, wax, CDs.
Mm-hmm.
And like I said, it's music lovers Disneyland.
You are terrific doing that for your mama. I mean, she's a lovely lady. I mean, on the radio, she is pure gold. Give her my love. And tell people where she's going to be again. And this is in San Jose?
San Jose, California. Streetlight Records. From 2 p.m. to 4 p.m. Meet and greet with performance.
Wow. That's
yeah,
a treat.
Yes.
The legendary.
Yes.
It's Cleveland. Legendary. If you remember the Supremes, the Dells, and back in the day when music was music and soul was soul, Aretha Franklin and Miss Cleveland, you got to get there, man. She's a legend. What day is it again?
Saturday. Saturday, October 23rd. Yes.
All right, my friend. We'll be promoting that. Thank you for dropping by. And you give her a big hug. I'm a number one fan. You give her a hug for me.
I sure will, my friend. You know, we always appreciate you, Brian, always.
I'm always here for you guys. You know I love you. I love you, and I love your
Thank
mom.
You.
I love your
Thank
mom
you.
More.
We love you as well.
Yeah, baby.
Thank you, my friend. You know, I just had
You're
to
welcome.
Stop by. And maybe later on in the week or so, or next week or so, I'm going to come back and talk to you about my other venture. You know, I'm supporting other artists, know, along with my mom. I've done so well. I've already sent you a few songs, but I'll call back next week. You know, I'm running
Do that.
Around. It's crazy this week.
I see you really busy. You became quite the publicist. You become quite the promoter. You became like Don King of boxing and music. I see you working hard, my friend. I should play back the tape when you said, "What is Twitter?" Now you know what Twitter is.
Oh, yeah. What is RT? I had no idea.
You've been doing the damn thing. Love you, my friend.
Sir.
Don't forget, Saturday, October 21st. Is it Starlight Records, you said? What was the name of the company? Streetlight Records. Support Mr.
Yes,
Heston Cleveland and Mama. He's on Facebook and Twitter. What's your Twitter? You're welcome. What's your Twitter handle or address?
At Cleveland Heston.
There you go. Be a friend.
Yes.
And you're welcome. I'll see you a little bit later. Come on in next week. Let's talk. I want to hear some music, and I want to say hello to Mama.
I sure will. We'll have her here.
Good. Thank you. Be safe. And we're going to take a break right now. We'll be back with Mike. We're talking about Donald Trump. And, of course, I'm glad Mr. Heston came in here to make me smile because we're getting a little Trumpy here.
Yeah, you were getting a little pissed off.
Well, you know,
all right,
my
friend.
You, take care. You too, buddy.
All right.
Be safe.
Okay. All right.
And when we
bye.
And when we come back, we're going to call the LGBTQ community. They're completely out of control. Completely out of control. I'm not calling them I'm calling them as a radio guy. I don't like what they're doing. Their agenda, they're pushing their agenda way too much. The laws are favoring them. And you see what happened to this world. I mean, 10 years ago, boys and girls bathroom, cut and dry, gender, what the hell is this? I don't know. I don't know. I can't explain it. Again, here's my belief. I'm not homophobic, but if you're coming to me as a man and you say you're a woman and you haven't got your junk chopped off or converted into a vagina, to me, you're a cross-dresser playing around but being Barbie. Shut up. You're not a transgender. You're a cross-dresser. Don't give me that bullshit. And there's not a big transgender community. Knock it off. Straight people have to start voicing, saying this is not normal. And we don't have that anymore. We don't have anybody to say, you know what, this is not normal. Of course, there's people running around with mental illness, and we should not encourage the mental illness because now we can't even say that you're retarded. If I said that somebody's retarded, oh, my God, Brian, you can't use that word because the retards are going to get upset. What, I'm going to get a bunch of retards marching down the street with retarded signs? Shut up. All right, you're listening to Hammer 96.7 BT Radio, along with Ellen, who's saying, I'm not part of the show anymore, but she's still here. The number, Ellen, come into the studio. Okay. It's 319-527-6099. 319-527-6099. Mike is here. Conservative Mike is here. And we listen to all opinions. Do we agree? We may not agree. But we want to hear them. Call the studio. We're going to take a quick break. Dave Chappelle. I love Dave Chappelle. He's being attacked. Netflix being attacked. But I think Netflix is staying strong. We're going to investigate that. Again, I'm going to call the LGBTQ community if Ellen comes back on. And let's ask them what's up. I'm not homophobic. I'll tell you why I'm not homophobic. I'm going to play Marvin Gaye. We'll be right back.
Hey, what's up, man?
Mother, there's too many of you crying. Brother, 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 there's far too many of you dying. You know we've got to find a way to bring some loving here today. We don't need to escalate. You see, war is not the answer, for only love can conquer hate.
You know we've got to find a way to bring some love and kiss here today.
Oh, picket lines and picket signs. Punish me with brutality. Talk to me so you can see. Oh, what's going on? What's going on? Yeah, what's going on? Oh, what's going on?
Oh, right now.
A little dead air here. You know how hard it is? You got 3 minutes to smoke and take a pee. I'm going to have to cut one of them out. I am never going to pee again. I think I'll cut that out. All right. In the studio today, we got Great Mike, Conservative Mike. We got Ellen in the studio. And we're going to do something. We're going to go back to the blast of the past. And Mike's right. The left-wing news, or whatever you want to call it, it's out of control. This is one of the greatest hits, and then we're going to make a call, so I have to get my headset on. Meanwhile, while I get my headset in so I can make a call to the LGBTQ community, I'm going to play you one of the best hits from the left-wing sector news. Here we go. Take it away. Here we go.
All the way down to 17th Street.
Wow.
bring you word from Nina Donovan, a 19th Avenue in the back. My name is Ashley Judd.
Ashley Judd is here.
And I am a feminist. And I want to say hello to Independence Avenue in the back, all the way down to 17th Street.
Wow.
And I bring you word from Nina Donovan, a 19-year-old in Middle Tennessee, and she has given me the privilege of telling you what she has to say. I am a nasty woman. I'm not as nasty as a man who looks like he bathes in Cheeto dust. A man whose words are a death track to America. Electoral college sanctioned hate speech contaminating this national anthem. I'm not as nasty as Confederate flags being tattooed across my city. Maybe the South actually is going to rise again. Maybe for some, it never really fell. Blacks are still in shackles and graves just for being black. Slavery has been reinterpreted as the prison system in front of people who see melanin as animal skin. I am not as nasty as a swastika painted on a pride flag. And I didn't know devils could be resurrected, but I feel Hitler in these streets. A mustache traded for a toupee. Nazis renamed the cabinet electroconversion therapy, the new gas chamber, shaming the gay out of America, turning rainbows into suicide notes. I am not as nasty as racism, fraud, conflict of interest, homophobia, sexual assault, transphobia, white supremacy, misogyny, ignorance, white privilege. I'm not as nasty as using little girls like Pokemon before their bodies have even developed. I am not as nasty as your own daughter being your favorite sex symbol. Like your wet dreams infused with your own genes. But yeah, I'm a nasty woman. A loud, vulgar, proud woman. I'm not nasty like the combo of Trump and Pence being served up to me in my voting booth. I'm nasty like the battles my grandmother's fought to get me into that voting booth. I'm nasty like the fight for wage equality. Scarlett Johansson, why were the female actors paid less than half of what the male actors earned last year? See, even when we do go into higher paying jobs, our wages are still cut with blades sharpened by testosterone. Why is the work of a black woman and a Hispanic woman worth only 63 and 54 cents of a white man's privileged daughter? This is not a feminist myth. This is inequality. So we are not here to be debunked. We are here to be respected. We are here to be nasty. I'm nasty, like my blood stains on my bed sheets. We don't actually choose if and when to have our periods. Believe me, if we could, some of us would. We don't like throwing away our favorite pairs of underpants. Tell me, why are pads and Tampax still tax? Ooh, that was a brand name. Why are tampons and pads still taxed when Viagra and Rogaine are not? Is your erection really more than protecting the sacred, messy part of my womanhood? Is the blood stain on my jeans more embarrassing than the thinning of your hair? I know it is hard to look at your own entitlement and privilege. You may be afraid of the truth. I am unafraid to be honest. It may sound petty, bringing up a few extra cents. It adds up to the pile of change I have yet to see in my country. I can't see. My eyes are too busy praying to my feet, hoping you don't mistake eye contact for wanting physical contact. Half my life, I have been zipping up my smile, hoping you don't think I want to unzip your jeans. I am unafraid to be nasty because I am nasty, like Susan, Elizabeth, Eleanor, Amelia, Rosa, Gloria, Condoleezza, Sonia, Malala, Michelle, Hillary. And our pussies ain't for grabbing.
Ah, I'm contraire.
Therefore, reminding you that our walls are stronger than America's ever will be. Our pussies are for our pleasure. They are for birthing new generations of filthy, vulgar, nasty, proud Christian, Muslim, Buddhist, Sikh, you name it, for new generations of nasty women. So if you, a nasty woman, or you love one, who is, let me hear you say, hell yeah. Hell yeah. Hell yeah.
The perfect podcast is out.
Crazy lady. You get on a politics, the next thing you know, she's talking about
I'd literally rather be waterboarded and not have to go through something like that again. That was the thing.
What the hell happened there? I don't know. I have no idea. But that's Ashley Judd, everybody. And she's really, her response, or that, whatever that was Trump said that some women, he was called Hillary a nasty woman. Now, let's be fair.
Which he was. We can at least all agree with that.
Back in the day, they used that term. Now, Trump's like 70. Back in the day, they used that term when somebody was just rude. They said that they're nasty. You know, in the South, I think they still use it, saying like, you know, you're just a nasty, nasty person. And Cindy's mother said it to me once when I said that her daughter had big feet. She goes, you're just a nasty man. It's just a figure of speech. But she took it to a step further into a political thing, attacking Trump, and all of a sudden her pussy is bleeding. I have no idea where that went. But anyway, those are the greatest hits from the left. I got to see if Ellen is still here. And Mike is here. So you want to talk to Mike and address some of Mike's opinions? Okay, good. You can call the show, which is 319-527-6099. In fact, I'm going to call the show myself and see if I'm on the air. That's the number, 319-527-6099. Your opinion counts. We will listen to them. We may not always agree, but we will listen to them. Ellen, what I'm going to ask you to do is talk to Mike about your opinion why Trump was not a great president. Ask him about
because
the policies.
Because he's a dumbass.
Really...
He had no idea what he was doing. He shouldn't have even been put in office in the first place.
Well, I'm going to put on my headset because I could not put my headset on while Ashley Judd was talking. So you and Mike are going to have a conversation. And Ellen, tell Mike your views about why Trump is a bad president, and I'll be right back.
He's not even relevant anymore. He's out of office. I don't know why we're still talking about that Cheeto-dusted madman, you know.
Because right now he's betting favorite to win the presidency in 2024. And because your guy Biden
no,
is pulling
not.
The presidency. Yeah, yeah,
no,
look it up.
No, he's not. I mean,
look
no,
right
he's not. Because
the
Republicans... No, the Republicans who said that they would vote for him if he wanted to run again, they've come out and said, no, I'm not going to vote for that dumbass.
No, ma'am. As the polls, he's the most popular Republican candidate right now in every single poll. You don't have to take
my
word for it. Just Google it right now. Google
Google betting odds for the 2024 election.
You know who it is?
His
little,
his
little pea-brained base is who he's
catering
to.
I understand you don't like the guy. I'm just asking you. You can verify it. Look at who's the betting favorite to win the 2024 election. Check it right now. It'll take you like 2 seconds.
He's not going to be able to run because nobody's going to vote for his stupid ass. All the ones
you
who
can
voted
say that,
for
but 75 million people voted for him in 2020. That was 10
yeah,
million
but,
more
yeah,
than voted for him in
2016.
Yeah, I think it
was
71, but 79,
but
voted
right,
for
okay. Okay, so Brian,
wait a minute.
Brian, you understand about
wait,
betting odds, right?
Yeah, you're on.
Can you hear
Brian.
Me? Can you hear me?
Mm-hmm. Yep.
Okay, hold on. Can you hear me now?
Yeah.
Yeah, we can hear you.
Okay. I'm clear. Okay, we're going to call the LGBT community. But, yeah, he still lost. Not only did he lose the popular vote again, he lost the electoral vote, and he lost Georgia, and he lost Arizona. I mean, if you're going to run Trump.
We don't know that definitively.
Mike.
There's an article going on right now in Arizona.
I'm going to tell you something. Okay, Louisiana is a big Republican state. Okay?
Not really.
You know,
Louisiana
has
a Democrat-controlled House in their Congress. Louisiana is kind of a 50-50 state.
No, we are a big Republican state. We were a big Republican state.
Who controls your Congress in your state house?
I don't know. I have to go back and look at it. But the only reason why, you know, is because John Bel Edwards is Democratic. We are a big Republican state. And I'm going to tell you something right now, and this was from a couple of days ago. Bill Cassidy, who is a big Trump supporter, he came out and said, no, I am not voting for Trump again if he was to try to run.
That is true.
Okay, so let me give you a couple of poll numbers from actual Republican voters, not Republican politicians. When asked, 67% of all responders said that Trump will win and they'll vote for him and he's the most likely candidate. In every single poll that's
yeah,
out there right
you know
now,
what?
You can
they're
say
probably,
there's no other Republican
the capital
nominee
insurrectionist that didn't get caught.
Okay, well, you can say that, whatever you want to say, but at the end of the day, what is Biden's approval rating at right now? His approval ratings are in the tank.
Yeah,
they're
they
going
are.
Down.
They are.
Badly.
They,
even CNN admitted, CNN has a whole... has a whole show on it where they break it down in detail from the latest Quinnipiac poll. So now, this is why I asked earlier about the betting odds. The betting odds in August had Biden as the favorite to win the 2024 election. If you go look at them now, Trump is the favorite to win 2024.
You know, Trump thought he was the favorite. I said it first on this show. The Republicans don't like Trump. None of the leaders like Trump. Trump turns against his own people. Trump just made it, Mike, Trump just made a statement. Mike, Trump made a statement a week ago saying that he doesn't want the Republicans to vote in the 2022 or the 24 election until the Republicans get on board and saying that the election was fraud. So he ordered you guys, Republicans,
yeah, but
do
that's
not
different.
Vote.
You don't, come on, man. You don't really know what's going on in the conservative voting base.
I'm asking you a question. Did he not say
Trump,
that? He said it.
Yeah, but that's irrelevant. That's irrelevant
well,
when it comes
that
to
irrelevant?
Elections. At the end of the day, let me make something crystal clear. It doesn't matter what the Republican leadership says. It doesn't matter what Republican senators and congressmen say. Amongst Republican voters, Trump is the most popular president since Reagan, and it's not
right.
even close.
I say
so
run the fool.
When it comes to the election, he's
right.
going to win the Republican nomination easily. There's no one else that can
Good.
Beat him right now. I'm just telling you the truth.
I say
so
run your loser.
2024 is going to be
run
Biden him. Versus Trump again.
Okay. I say I hope you guys do run Trump again. The twice impeached, disloyal, terrorist president, indicted president. I can't tell you how many staff be indicted.
Yeah, y'all can say whatever you want to say. You guys have been saying
Trump
this stuff since 2015.
I say run this moron.
Now,
please,
what are you
going to
do if he wins? What are you
going
to do
he's
if he wins
gonna,
in
2024? I'll tell you why, Mike. I'll tell you why he's not going to win. First of all, Melania, remember her? Melania said, and she
Melania's
came out.
Melania's irrelevant.
Oh, wait a minute. Oh, that's the first lady, my friend. or the ex-first lady.
What does the first lady matter? Well, what does she matter?
It does matter. Because,
oh, come on, stop it. Nobody cares about the first lady.
You're saying that his wife doesn't matter? He chose his wife. This is a woman who he chose. He trusts.
No, it's irrelevant when it comes to politics. People don't vote for you based on who's your wife.
Okay.
They vote for
then let me ask you the question. Then let me ask you a question. When you vote, you think the Republicans and the conservatives and religious sector will vote for a man who is getting a divorce from his wife? Because Melania said she is not going to go back to that White House no matter what. She even said it was a joke. She says, let Donald be Donald. He'll do this and he'll say this.
Right.
She's living her own life somewhere. She wasn't even there on his 75th
because,
birthday.
Brian, you don't understand why Republicans vote for Trump. That's the thing you're missing.
But
the reason
it's the whole
over
package.
Trump.
You think they're going to – has there ever been a single man president
understand.
In the United
there's
States?
There's one reason and only one reason why Republicans vote for Trump. It's not because of his personality. It's not because he tweets a lot. It's not because he bloviates and talks a bunch of BS. It doesn't do with that. It's for one reason and one reason only. Unlike the vast majority of Republicans, he shows a willingness to fight the liberal media and fight the Democratic Party.
We're not talking
by
about fighting
with
the media. We're talking about policies and running the country and the diplomatic
ties. That's my point. That's the point. For Republicans for the longest time, the reason Republicans have been frustrated with the people we've been electing is that they've all been cowards. They're all afraid of the media, and because of that, they kowtow and they bend and they compromise to the left all the time. And it infuriates Republican voters to no end. So now when Trump showed up and said, screw this, I'm going to take these people on. I'm not going to be scared of the liberal media. I'm not going to bow down. I'm not going to back down. I'm going to go back at them the same way they come at us. Republicans said, finally, we got somebody that can fight. He may be imperfect. He may act a fool. But goddamn it, if he's going to fight, I'm going to get behind him.
Well, let's
and now
see
I'm
going to
take
fight.
Thought,
wait,
so
that's okay,
why
wait,
behind the suit.
He fought, fought to the point where he got all of his accounts locked. And he can't get on social media ever
we
again.
We could care less. This is a
well,
war
Trump
for the
does.
Future of our children's
you
lives.
No,
you think we care
does.
About
what
he does personally?
Trump,
this, brother,
asked,
listen, we're not
governor,
talking
Virginia
about who's going
to
win.
Get him back on Twitter? But you're right, Mike. Mike, what I'm trying to say is, and I agree with you, Trump fights. I agree with you. And the Democratic side, I hate that they're weenies. I hate that they're pussies. And they've been like to win. I hate they're apologetic and they go for every little cause, everybody's cause, let's get behind it, nobody left behind. I hate those politics. And I hate that they're weak. The Democrats are so fucking – I hate the threats. Like, we're going to get Bannon. Yes, we're going to get Bannon. Well, we may not get Bannon. But Bannon did this criminal. Unless you put some handcuffs on Bannon, shut the fuck up. Same thing with Trump every day. Trump this and what did Trump – this administrator said this. This person said
exactly.
that. All right, I know he's
how
a bad
many
guy.
Times have they said that they're going to arrest him
right,
or something
right.
and it never happened?
Well, I'm with you. I know he's a bad guy. What are you going to do about it? Put some handcuffs on him. Well, we're not going to do it. We're going to shut the fuck up then. Mike, I hate that too. But wait, while we get into this, we got to make this call here. I'm going to try to make the call. We're going to, I promised everybody. There's people listening who say, please make the call. I have the number in front of me. I don't know if my headset's going to work. Ellen, please remind people, we haven't done this in a while. We make live calls. If we get connected, we are not scripted. I have nothing in front of me. I didn't call the people ahead of time to let them know I'm calling. This is all live on the air. I have no – and please, Ellen, make the disclaimer, and then I'll make the call.
Yeah. These calls, I am not responsible for what Brian says on these calls. They can go either good or bad so fast.
Way fast.
Way fast.
But who are you calling exactly, though? Like who?
I'm going to call the LGBTQ community, the gay community, GLAD. And I want to talk to someone.
Oh, you're calling GLAD. Okay. Gotcha.
Yeah, I want to talk to them saying, you gays are out of control. Stay away from my Chappelle. And I'm going to say, I'm going to ask these questions. Why are you so against, here's what I do, Mike. I don't like to rehearse my questions because I'll get messed up. I go with the flow. I do have an agenda. The agenda is that this is way out of control, and this new thing about transgender going after Netflix because of a comedian and I mentioned something against transgenders, out of control. That's my agenda. I want to hear their response. You know what I mean?
You gotta
I just want to hear.
Brian. If they find out
what?
Who you are, they might send a mob to your house and demand you to come outside so they can get to quote unquote know you better. So you might want to be careful.
They might have a parade, a protest. Let them come. Come on, you gays. Listen, queers. I'm in California, so come on to my house. Make sure you're dressed properly. Bring some flowers, and maybe we'll have a cookout. All right, here we go. Again, we have no idea what's going to go on. I have no idea who's going to pick up. I have no idea if they're going to pick up. But our agenda is to talk to someone and find out what's the trouble and what's the problem. Here we go, making a live call.
Thank you for calling the center. If you know your party's extension, you may dial it at any time or press 9 for a staff directory by last name. If this is an emergency, please hang up and dial 911.
I hope they...
For information about our reopening process, please press 1. For adult, youth, or family services, including counseling and recovery, press 2.
I'm hoping
for accounts receivable and user group payments, press 3. For accounts payable, press 4. For press and media inquiries, press 5.
I hope they roll us
for directions and building hours, press 6. To replay this message, press the pound or the star key now. Thank you.
Maybe they'll roll me over.
Yeah,
come on,
you also have to realize maybe they're not open.
I don't know. Let me hang up on them.
Thanks.
Ellen, what happened to my pad? Usually I have, if I'm on my headset and I make a call through the studio, I usually have a dial pad. And I'm wondering, where the fuck is it? Let me see right here. They took my dial pad away from me, Ellen. They're not letting me do this anymore. How dare they?
Maybe they're saying you're too wild with the numbers.
They can't take this away. They cannot quiet me.
They're going to lock you down like they did Trump.
They're going to take away
your pad.
They took away my pad. Let me see if they roll us over.
Thank you for calling the center. If you know your party's extension, you may dial it at any time or press 9 for a staff directory by last name. If this is an emergency, please hang up and dial 911. For information about our reopening process, please press 1. For adult, youth, or family services, including counseling and recovery, press 2.
I'm still trying to find my dial
for accounts receivable and user group payments, press 3. For accounts payable, press 4. For press and media inquiries, press 5. For directions and building hours, press 6. To replay this message, press the pound or the star key now.
Over.
Thank you.
Let's see if they roll us over. Come on, people.
Thank you for calling the center. If you know your party's extension, you may dial it at any time or press 9 for a staff.
All right. That's bullshit. That they took my pad away from me. Ellen, you're on your phone, so you can't do this, right? You can't do a three-way, right?
No, because when I'm on the show, it won't let me do a three-way.
They took that away too. Sorry, guys.
Yeah, we've tried it. We've tried it before. I mean, and you have to realize that they might not even be open right now because of the pandemic.
Are you kidding me? The gay people are always there. Through hurricanes and everything, they're there. They're making sure that rainbow flag is flying. They're not going nowhere.
Come on. The last thing they're worried about is COVID. These people get prolapsed right now. Think they're worried about COVID?
You know what I'm going to try to do? You two talk again, and I'm going to hang up and see if I come in. I've got to find my pad. Because if not, we'll just go ahead with the story. So let me hang up, and you two talk so we don't get dead air. But, Ellen, listen to his theory why Trump's a good president. We got to listen, too.
Oh, please.
And we got to.
I've been hearing all of the rhetoric and everything, and
why don't we talk about something else? That way we're not, like, fighting every 2 seconds.
Why do I have Viola Davis on my – yeah, okay, here's the subject we're going to talk about. I have no idea. This is going nuts. I have Viola Davis speaks at – never mind. Let me hang up here. The subject that we want to talk about there's another subject what I want to talk about. Ellen and I were talking about what's going on with this teenage, these two guys, this woman and this guy. The woman died with strangulation. Ellen knows the people. What's his name? Brian Laundrie?
Brian Laundrie and Gabby Petito.
Okay. Now, they found out, when they found her body, that she was strangled. And I asked Ellen, was it by, you know, rope or whatever? She says, no, by his hand. And I said, okay. And then I started thinking, people have weird, freaky-ass sex. And I've been with a lot of women who love freaky sex. And I'm thinking, how much do you hate this woman or the anger that you have that you put your arm around a woman's neck and you squeeze the life out of her? What is this hatred? And then I'm thinking, maybe it's not hatred. Maybe, let's just say it was a freaky sex that went bad. And so I Googled and I said, okay, when does kinky sex leads to murder? And you'd be surprised what I came up with. And that's our second part of the story. And Angela's here, speaking of kinky sex. Hi, Angela. How are you?
I'm doing well. Thanks for asking.
Happy belated birthday, Angela.
Oh, well, thank you. Thank you.
Yeah. Angela,
made it another year.
Another year. Look at you, and you don't have any wrinkles at all, do you? You look like a young Swedish girl on a vacation. Angela,
sure.
Everybody.
Stop.
Do you want to say your age, Angela, or no?
No. Are you kidding? I am from the South. Two things you don't ask me, my age and my weight, because
really,
it's sure to
that.
Get a slap if you're close to me.
Wow. Those are the two things? What about the things about sex? Do you like butt sex?
Excuse me? That's not even the right term, but...
Oh, really? Tell me the term. We're going to play a game. Let's guess Angela's age. Okay, everybody, who's playing?
No. Cancel. Okay, you were talking about this interesting story about, it sounds like a woman who died being asphyxiated.
Yes.
Oh, no, well, before that we were talking about how homosexuals get prolapsed rectums and anal fissures, but
what?
That was sort of a type of thing.
Brian.
Brian,
why don't we talk about music? I would love to hear some of your artist music. I would love
Mike.
That.
Mike, meet Angela.
Well,
Angela, be nice to Mike.
I apologize, Angela. No, I mean, the title of the show is LGBT Out of Control, and we're talking about
right.
LGBT
oh, really?
Being afraid of COVID. Because,
are you just...
Yeah, because Mike, because Brian just tried to call Glad, and he wanted to talk to Glad.
I want to
talk
to Glad, and
yeah,
I haven't
given
up on it.
Yeah, we thought it was close to the pandemic.
I
just informed Brian that
it.
Homosexuals don't fear COVID because they deal
right.
with far worse diseases from their sexual lifestyle,
mm-hmm.
primarily prolapse, rectum, and anal fissure. By the way, prolapse rectum is a really crazy thing because what ends up happening is your insides become your outsides. It's really insane.
If you're really blocked up and you're very constipated, let's say you're a couple feet backed up, that can happen as well. So, you know, as our bodies age, like Brian might have this problem once upon a time.
Hey, everybody.
You know.
It's time to play.
Brian had a prolapse rectum.
Age. This is a famous game
he
show
could.
That we guess Angela's
he gets constipated
age.
Enough.
Just had a birthday. And we're going to guess
really,
her age.
Brian.
Come on and play. Our contestants are Mike. Yeah, and Ellen. Angela just had a birthday today. She looks good. But again, let's try to guess Angela's age. Our first contestant is Mike. He's conservative. He likes Trump. He hates people who don't like Trump. He always pulls out his Trump card when he's in trouble. Mike, our contestant.
Say
hello, Mike. Yeah.
Hey, Brian. How you doing?
Hey, good to see you, Mike.
Him.
Our second contestant is Ellen J. You know her best by her with her business called Ellen J. and More. She's also used to be a host of Brian Hammer Jackson Show. She was my executive producer, and today, ever since she left the show, she's selling dildos on sale. Let's get a warm welcome to Ellen. Good morning, Ellen. Okay, we're going to guess Angela's age. Okay. Now, Mike, you're hearing Angela's voice. Say hello, Angela. All right. See, she's so old, you just hear static. There's no vocals coming.
No, I thought you were talking to Mike to say hello to me.
Okay.
Your verbiage.
Hello, Angela. Okay. Here we go. Mike, guess Angela's age. You're up.
Okay, I'd say 34.
Wow. Oh. Wow, Angela. Yeah. All right. Now we go to somebody else who lives on Earth, Ellen.
I'm not saying a word.
All right, Ellen.
I live on Earth as opposed to where?
I don't know where Mike's from, but I think he's an alien. All right, Ellen.
Well, Mike sounds nice and appropriate.
Ellen,
that's why I like Trump, because, you know, the color of the whole – anyway, go ahead.
Uh-oh. You see, Angela, you have something in common. He's a Trump supporter. Ellen, guess Angela's age.
I say 38.
Ellen, be smart. Be 38? Smart. Don't answer.
38? Did you say 38, Ellen?
I am timeless. I'll just say that. I am timeless.
Uh-oh.
There you go.
She dated Father Time at one time.
Oh, jeez.
Just that issue. All right.
I mean, honestly, she doesn't sound that old. I don't know where you're getting at, but I mean, if I heard her voice,
she
wouldn't think
it.
She's like 60 or something.
Really?
I think he's mad because I say he gets constipated. I think that's why he's angry.
Oh, no. I do get constipated. But.
Yep. That prolapsed anus, as you talked about.
Listen to this. Let's get somebody who knows Angela. This is a friend that Angela just met.
Uh-oh.
Yeah, and this is what he had to say about Angela.
Uh-oh.
She got a great ass, and you got your head all the way up it.
There you go. She got a great ass.
Now, I am a white person. I don't have much of a butt. I mean, just the way genetics happened. Just saying.
Oh, really?
Even though there has been a recent phenomenon of white women with big butts. I don't know if you noticed that or not.
Well, I think some of them are getting the plumpers, and then some of them are Danish.
Plumpers.
I think Danish women. Yeah,
really?
To plump up the butt.
Really?
But Danish women and German women are more prone to have a larger derriere.
Really?
Mm-hmm.
I like a woman. There you go, Angela. Well, here you go.
You never noticed it,
so loud.
You know what? Let me tell you.
And I'm not German.
So, Angela, here you go. You have Mike who said you sound 32. Angela and Ellen said 34, 36. What did you say, Angela? I mean, Ellen?
38.
No comment.
38.
No comment. Just no comment. You're not getting my age.
Oh, I'm getting your age. Oh, yes, I am.
What?
Oh, yes, we are.
I hear like a blast of white static.
Angela, are you older than 20? Are you older than 20?
I think that's obvious. I have kids. I can say yes to that.
Okay, yes to that. Are you older than 30?
And no comment after 20.
No comment after 20. Okay, it's official. Angela is officially 38 years old. She's 38 years
Angela
old.
Angela is timeless.
Timeless. You're 38 years old, Angela. Congratulations. Happy birthday, kiddo. Happy birthday.
Well, thank you. I appreciate that.
And we are going to talk about the subject about gays. These gays people are out of freaking control.
I must add that you mean no harm to any LGBTQAI person. Is that correct?
I don't know.
We don't refer to them as the LGBT. We refer to them as the Rainbow Mafia.
I like that.
On the show.
I do like the Rainbow Mafia. I like that.
Well, if you want to talk about them as if they're the left, which has become weaponized, in my opinion, because they're so easily triggered and easily offended, they've taken being offended as a weapon now. You can see it in our mainstream media.
Yes, I would agree with that.
I can't believe they said that, Don Lemon especially, is really good at weaponizing being offended.
That is true. Angela, you're absolutely correct. Don Lemon.
So if you want to talk about the ones that LGBT that are on the far left, then I would agree to you. They're the Rainbow Mafia. But there's a lot of conservative LGBT people as well. And they really don't get the shout-outs that they deserve.
Right. And a lot of them voted for Trump, believe it or not.
They voted for
some
Trump.
Some did. But the majority, yeah. I would say, voted for the other candidates.
But see, the problem that we have, Angela, and you're absolutely correct, and then let's put everything in context and perspective. The loudmouths, the activists, the extreme, can we
the
call
far
it the
left.
Extreme? The extreme. Well, they're far left,
the far
right.
Aggressive progressives.
Okay.
You could call them the aggressive progressives
okay,
because
the
they're out to harm people, if you ask
right.
me.
Now, what kind of, the reason we brought this up is Chappelle did a stand-up, and he mentioned the transgender.
Who did?
And Dave Chappelle. He's a comedian. He's
okay.
a black comedian.
Yeah, I slightly heard about it. I didn't pay attention.
And he opened up by saying that there is a gender. It's a fact. Boys are boys. Girls are girls. It's fact. It's science.
There's five
and then
different
he went
genders, in, but go ahead.
Huh? Boys and girls.
Five.
There's no.
Well, he didn't
okay,
quite
well,
say that, Brian. All he really said was that it's a fact that every human being has passed through the legs of a woman. That's a fact. Right.
And they come out of a woman, but they do have a gender. They have the X, the chromosomes that gives them the determination of X and Y. And he says every person came out between the legs of a woman, and we try to get back in with the legs of a woman. How old are you again, Angela? You're still fuckable. I mean, you're not at an age where you're not fuckable, right?
That's not appropriate for you to say to me. I'm a guest on your show.
Then it is appropriate for me to say it if you're a guest on my show. Have you not heard my show?
I'm trying to help you here.
Don't
have
help
you
me.
Heard all the censorship? There's so
yeah,
much
that's
censorship, especially on YouTube.
That's another problem.
I had a friend had another strike the other night. I mean,
oh,
my goodness.
Yeah,
no,
I, you
he
know
did.
What? They've been trying to. I complained. Blog Talk got after me twice, I think, about Brian. Your titles are kind of. How do we say inappropriate? And I said, you know what? Fuck you. We had this back and forth
well,
going on.
You've been on this platform for a long time. I want you to stay on this platform.
Look at
and expand,
you.
Of
yeah.
course.
Oh,
right. Yeah.
Oh, well, I mean, there's other platforms. You could simulcast. You could use StreamYard. I mean,
you
got a lot
you know
of options
you know,
out there.
You know why
there's
like
Rumble.
Angela?
You would like Rumble.
I'm not going on no Rumble or Grindr or whatever that is. No.
No,
I'm
a
here.
Rumble is like a podcast thing without censorship. You might
well,
like
I am
it.
I am doing, but believe it or not, I have my podcast going and it's doing very well. My podcast is doing
well,
very well.
Well, I know you've done well for quite some time, but why not do even better by expanding? But that's another discussion.
I will expand as soon as you're into a lingerie and cross his panties.
Hey, that's enough. That's
hey,
enough.
Hey, look at you.
Ellen,
stop
slap
it.
Him.
Don't make
Ellen
me go
slap
R. Kelly
him.
On your ass. I'll
she
go
needs
R. Kelly
a whip.
On you.
She needs a whip or
oh,
some
really,
type of
you're finally coming
noise.
On my team. You're damn right. And a paddle. All right. Let's get back to business here.
No, to keep you in line. My goodness.
You don't need
to not everybody
line.
Wants to hear that type of stuff. I mean,
you know what? I don't cater. You know what, Angela? I don't cater to everyone. I don't know what everyone likes. And if I have the mindset to come on the air and try to please everybody, 100% of everyone, I would go out of my mind because you cannot do
well,
it.
Just
human
act
beings.
Like you're somewhat in church, like you're there.
Why?
But
I don't go to church.
You know, you
I don't know how to act it. I've never been there.
That you can't what? Curse in church. You need to act a little bit better in church. Just
that's
act
why
like
I don't
you're
go.
Kind of there.
That's why I don't go. I want to be able to curse. I want to be able to have free
Brian,
language.
Brian, you need Jesus. I'm going to bring religious people on
I'll
here to
you
pray
Jesus.
For you.
Your legs on
I
my
think
shoulder.
That would
You'll
be good
God.
For you.
You'll
stop
be calling
it.
God
stop.
In about 30
stop
seconds.
It.
You stop.
It.
That's not your safe word. Your safe word is stop it. Stop it. You need a good spanking. Happy birthday.
Are you high?
No, I'm not. And that's the problem.
Okay.
I've been sober for
yeah,
such a long
yeah,
time.
That's...
Oh, stop it.
Well,
can we come?
Well, I guess
can
getting
we
high is not
can we
so bad.
With our story?
Yes, okay,
with our
go
story.
Ahead. You know,
all
Steve
right.
Bannon is in a lot of trouble, I might add.
Steve Bannon's not in no trouble at all. The Democrats
well, the
weak,
commission was
violent.
Talking about him.
Yeah.
And
well,
he's
this,
up
you know
for a vote for criminal contempt of a subpoena.
And what else? Yeah.
He'll go to jail probably tomorrow.
No. You think? No. He's not. The Democrats.
They always say that, and then eventually nothing really happens. I mean, we've been down this road.
I agree with
that. Well, no, they've never done this before to someone that resisted a subpoena.
I'm going to call these. Look, the Democrats are weak, spineless, gutless.
Really?
They're full of bullshit. Because this is all about ratings. This is all about this. Nobody's putting the handcuffs on. You really think they're going to put the handcuffs on Steve Bannon, Angela? Seriously?
If he does not comply, yes.
You really think so? No,
yes.
They're not. No, they're not. They're
I
not
guess
going
we'll
to
see
it.
This week.
You know what they're going to do? Here's what they're going to do. He's not going to show up, right? Then it goes to the DOJ. So for him to summon a grand jury. And he's not going to do it. And the DOJ is weak. Now, I don't like – I never
liked –
they
have to have a vote first in Congress.
Yeah, they're
going to
vote. Well, the vote's going to go through. The vote's going to go through.
Absolutely,
go through.
It will.
Everybody knows that the vote's going to go through. What people are worried about, what's going to happen
DOJ
next.
DOJ doesn't
– The DOJ. The DOJ. The,
yeah,
the
they don't play.
This guy is weak.
Bannon is not a fool. This guy has an incredible background. This guy's got high priced lawyers that are advising them. They're going to go through the process.
America,
this is going to drag off on 2 years.
Right. Exactly.
You think so? 2 years?
Yes.
I don't know. I think this might be a little different.
No,
maybe
I'll
6 months.
No. I'll tell you why. I mean, first of all, it's outrageous that he's saying under Trump that he gets immunity. And people are laughing at him. Trump is not even the president anymore. Even
well,
Donald
he doesn't
Trump
have
went,
immunity
Donald
for
Trump went
this.
Into a disposition this week. Or
he doesn't
later,
have
or
immunity
this
for this.
I know he doesn't.
He doesn't
he
have
that.
Immunity for this.
But he's claiming that. And the news is taking
well, he
him seriously.
Well, he can claim it all he wants.
Okay.
But
what
he's
I'm
incorrect.
I'm trying to say when they talk to a Democratic councilman or senator, they said, are we going to get him? If he doesn't show up, for a subpoena, they'll just sidetrack it. Well, you know, we hope that he does, and if he doesn't, we're going to try.
I don't
try
know.
Did you Liz know that
Cheney
if the,
looked
if
pretty
he,
serious? I heard her talk. I watched
Democrat,
her talk about
I love Cheney.
A year and a half ago.
You're switching the subject now, me.
Well, no, she's on that committee.
Yeah, but she doesn't
good
have
morning.
That much power. She simply talk. We've
yeah.
been down
morning,
this road before. Kate. These politicians are all hype.
It is.
Just a boy
but he doesn't. He may have had a pardon for certain things, but not for not going to the subpoena. So that's
Angela.
A federal offense.
Yes. What do you know about Steve Bannon? Do you know anything about the guy?
Well, sure. He does a good podcast. I mean, he can speak well. He's had a number of different publications underneath his belt. He was.
So does Steve
he,
Bannon strike you as a bull?
As a bull?
Yeah.
Is that what you said? As a bull?
Yeah. Does he come? Do you think he's a fool?
A fool? Okay. I thought you said bull. B-U-L-L. A fool? No. I mean, he's definitely intelligent. He wouldn't
right.
be
and,
where
and
he's
he
at
have,
without
does he have a
that.
Lot of money? Does he have a lot of money?
I don't know how much his debt is, so. You know, you can
no,
have a nice house
money.
And be poor.
Bannon is
yeah, no,
just
he,
a podcast.
He worked in
but what
JP
are
Morgan
his debts?
He worked in, no, he worked on the
oh,
financials.
He
got a lot of money.
Oh,
all
he, are you
is,
kidding me?
Oh, JP
has,
Morgan, yeah, I knew he worked there.
Yeah,
are you
he
kidding
made
me
a lot of money in the financial sector. He's got a lot of money.
And then there
the
was Credit Suisse.
Yeah, the only
okay.
point I'm trying to make is he's a smart guy, he's got money, and he's got good lawyers. Believe me, he's being advised what he's doing. They're dragging it out on purpose, and they
exactly.
know if they drag it out, eventually
exactly.
it's going to get thrown out.
Exactly.
That's all it is.
Exactly. You know, this is see, this
but we'll
is political.
Have to see. It'll be interesting.
Well, I wish they would, but you're not going to see Bannon in handcuffs. You're not going to see Trump in handcuffs. You're not going to see any of his administration. You're not going to see it. You're not. Trump did a disposition the other day.
Yes,
and
he did,
and
he was not happy
then,
about it.
Well, you know, this is what the propaganda is saying, but you're not going to hear it. I guarantee you, you're not going to hear it for years. We're not going to hear it. He's
hear
protected.
What?
Even
just...
even Biden said certain things are protected. What he said, this is bullshit. As much and we don't have a DOJ that has enough balls. Like what's his name? And I don't like him either. the former Department of Justice. Come on. He just quit.
Oh, Anthony Barr?
Barr. These Barr had some balls. But we got, what do we got, Merrick?
Really?
This guy.
Who are you
referring
to? Merrick is definitely above Barr.
He's a pussy. He, I have,
no, he's not.
He was any, if he was any pinker.
He does things the correct way.
If he was any pinker, I would take my pants off and probably masturbate when he's giving a press conference. This guy is such
this
a pussy.
Is gross.
It is not gross.
Because he's a leftist, what do you expect? I mean,
hey.
Are you talking about Barr being a leftist?
I'm not talking about Barr.
I'm talking about the current guy.
Who is
the guy we got now?
Okay,
who is
the current
guy? No, I just want. Okay. No, he's a centrist.
No, he's an
asshole. Merrick Garland is a liberal. Let's
right.
Be honest.
No,
right.
He's a centrist. Maybe 10, 15 years ago, you could consider him a liberal, but the line has changed.
Right, I agree with you. You're right.
Yeah.
But I mean, at his heart, he's a Democrat. I'll say that. I'll just put it like that.
Well, I don't even know if you can say that. The Democratic Party has changed so much. I mean, what really is
okay.
a Democrat these
he's,
days?
He's a Biden, Obama,
they have not
Bill Clinton,
changed.
The old school Democrat.
I just think he's a centrist
he's
at this point.
There's no such thing.
I feel comfortable saying he's a centrist. Yes, there is.
There's no such thing. We're talking about Merrick Garland. There's no such thing.
That's his goal. He's
yeah,
trying to shut down the audit in Arizona.
Intelligent.
Huh?
No, I'm a dummy. I just read a little bit. That's the only thing.
You know, you
insult
people.
I'm a high school dropout.
Angela,
so I'm
you insult people when you say he sounds intelligent.
Well, that doesn't. He does sound intelligent.
Wait. You got okay, you guys. Okay, how much do you think Steve Bannon is worth?
Bannon.
Oh.
Wow. Wait a minute. I like these games. I say 750,000.
What?
You're static.
Is that me? That's not me.
I don't know.
It's coming from somewhere. But how much do you think?
I say 750,000. What do you say?
Oh,
what
it's got to be more
Angela?
Than that.
Okay, what do you say?
A lot more.
What do you say?
Maybe 10 million plus.
No,
I'm
hell
guessing.
No. Okay, what do you say, Mike? How much is he worth, Bannon?
Probably say 2 million. If I were to guess.
2 million? That's a good guess.
Okay.
King, how much do you think Bannon's worth? Okay, King may have us on mute. Okay, Ellen, how much is he worth?
Okay, as of August of this year, Steve Bannon is only worth $20 million.
See, I said 10 plus.
Yeah, 20 million.
Why did you say only $40 million?
Yeah,
like,
that's
you said it like, I thought you were going to say only 40,000. You said only 40 million.
No, not 40 million. No, not 40 million. 20 million. No.
Yeah, even 20. Like, the way
I'm
you
saying,
said
no,
it, like,
I'm
you
saying,
sound like you're about to say.
No.
Like,
okay, I'm saying only 20 million because in 2017,
yeah.
He was worth $48 million.
Oh.
Yeah,
he's
still,
on hard
I mean,
times, obviously.
Yeah,
but you know
I mean,
what?
Poor Bannon. We got to take out a fundraiser for him or something, right?
Well, you know what? You know what? As I think about it, Mike, Ellen's right. You know, working with the Trump administration since 2016, probably before that, till now, he's only worth $20 million. When Trump can raise $102 million on one sourcing campaign and all the people in his administration is taking money on his site, and not to mention you know, getting projects here and there, that is not that much. I mean,
you could look at it as a way of actually having respect for the guy, because
okay.
Think about it.
Okay, but
by fighting for what he's fighting for through the trade, he lost half of his money because he knew the hit he was going to take for being associated
right.
with Trump.
His convictions
were he wanted to fight because he knew that the Chinese destroyed a working class in the middle of the country.
I like it when Ellen gets really upset.
I'm trying to say
keep
something
going, Mike.
Here.
Oh, I'm sorry, Ellen.
Okay. No,
go ahead,
but I'm saying
oh, I'm
he
sorry.
Should be worth no, more
Ellen
than that.
Thinks that Bannon is like Darth Vader. That's the problem.
Well, what
no,
is it, Ellen?
I think he's a dumbass. I'm saying he should be worth more money.
You think Bannon is
because he had. Will you be quiet?
Yeah, this guy graduated from an Ivy League school, worked at one of the most prestigious financial institutions, and was a captain in the Navy.
Mike, let Ellen talk.
Sorry, I apologize. How can you call a guy like that a dumbass? It's unbelievable.
Well, listen,
I think you're on the verge of getting muted.
Go ahead, Alice.
Okay.
I'm saying he should be worth more than that because at one time he had a stake in the sitcom Seinfeld.
Oh, did he really? Did he really?
That's cool.
Yes, he did.
I did not know that. Yeah, he had some things in the entertainment industry that I know he had some investment going on. But $20 million, and he has to do a podcast show. You got to admit, Mike, for his status and his position in the GOP area and crowdfunding, fundraising, he's trying to take the place of what's his name, who died, the conservative, Rush Limbaugh. He has his own podcast now. He should be worth more than that.
He successfully started a grassroots movement to get actual legitimate conservatives into all these state election offices all over across the country. The guy is doing it a lot on the underground or on the grassroots level that's really effective. That's why I'm telling you guys, Trump's going to win 24. You may think it's crazy.
Well, he's no Pope,
it's
brother.
Well, again, if we could go back. We only got 40 minutes. I should complete everything. I guess we cannot. I'm sorry, guys. I cannot use my pad. I don't know where my pad is. I have my headphones on. I wanted to call the LGBTQ community, tell them they're out of their fucking mind, and tell them to stop this
craziness. I'm so glad you're not calling them.
And their terrorist organization, and they're taking, they're going into our entertainment section because somebody offended a chick with a dick. They're out of control.
Come on. Don't say it like that. A transgender female.
As far as I'm concerned, but, you know,
it's a man pretending to be a woman or a woman pretending to be a man. That's what they're actually on, right?
No, that's not true. It's about the brain. The brain develops first in the natal.
We will talk about
I just wanted to get it out there so people can hear the whole truth.
It's just mental
illness. It's not a mental illness. No, it's not.
It was classified as a mental illness in the DSM as of 1975 as a gender disorder.
Well, so was being gay. A lot of things were disguised as a mental illness when they weren't.
Good pussy there.
You guys are just wrong. That's all there is to it. You're wrong.
Well,
okay,
anyway.
Ma'am, have you ever heard of paraphilia? Have you ever heard of paraphilia?
Paraphilia. Well, that would be something with a paternal family member, wouldn't it?
No,
para and
then
philia.
No, it has to
familia.
Do with that. Okay, the word para
means familia or...
You know what he means.
But I can tell you, you're wrong. Just because of the way a baby is created and formed, the brain comes first, and your brain decides if you're male or female. Then the genitals come. And sometimes, let me finish.
Okay.
You're very rude when
point.
It comes to that. But what I was trying to say is that when the brain determines if you're going to be a girl or a boy baby, sometimes the genitals do not match. And it's a lot easier to change the genitals than it is to go in and fix the brain. So that's what happens with transgender people. Okay, I'm concluded. Thank you for hearing me.
What's your source for that?
Dr. Laura. There's medical school. There's medical school where it talks about the formation of a fetus. You can go online to any place where it talks about the formation of a baby, and it will talk about the gender. It will talk about the gender. It's well known. It's just not talked a lot about.
Okay, so I'm gonna make it crystal clear what you're saying. You're saying that babies formed in the womb have a female brain but male genitalia.
Well, I'm saying it's determined if you're female or male. And sometimes, the genitalia is formed later. And then sometimes the brain and the genitalia do not fit. They do not match. And that's where we get some, maybe you could call them abnormalities. Because there's an XXY chromosome disorder that's not Down syndrome, but it has to do with
Klein syndrome.
I have a friend that has that.
Okay, but
you do understand
that gender or sex is determined at the chromosome level. It's not determined by your genitalia.
No, it's not. That's my point. If your brain, what you are supposed to be, male or female, does not match your genitalia, there are issues. And it happens.
No, what I'm saying is it doesn't matter what your brain or your genitalia, your sex is determined by what chromosomes you have, whether you're XY or XX.
But you don't have, sometimes you don't have the genitalia that matches that. Can you not hear me?
That argument doesn't make sense because your sex is determined on a genetic level before you even formed in as a fetus.
I've talked to many doctors that state this as a fact. So go to medical school. You'll find out.
Okay, someone has a doctor next to their name and they tell you some BS.
Well, many. I said many. No, I mean, it's very easy to check out.
Okay, there are many doctors that argue the opposite as far as transgenderism being a mental illness that has to do with people who have a... Well, it obviously is. I mean, clearly, like, let's just use logic and common sense.
No way you can sway me on this. There's no way.
Just hear me out. Let's imagine if your dad, who you know your life, came home one day and is wearing a wig, lipstick, dress, shoes, and tells he's going to go on to get an operation done the next week to remove his male genitalia and change his body parts. Would you come away with the conclusion that, my dad is perfectly fine and I just need to accept it? Or would you think that maybe your dad's crazy and having a mental breakdown or an identity crisis?
Mental home.
No, I would not think that at all. I would have a conversation with my loved one and see what their process has been, because obviously something has been going on in their life that I have no clue about, and I would want to know more. I would be an adult and have a conversation.
So you wouldn't think that at all, that maybe there's a mental issue that might be causing them to think that? You don't think that's a possibility?
Me, absolutely not. Absolutely not.
Oh, my God.
So you think it'd be normal for a man to decide to remove his penis?
Hey.
See, I have transgender people in my family.
Right.
But you need to back off, and this is something
Let me ask Brian. Let me ask Brian, what would it take for someone to chop your dick off? Mike, hold on.
The conversation, Angela, is that we do not understand the transgender community. Now, if you have some information, and this is what the conversation's about, I don't like when people say, well, I don't like what you say, you offended me, I'm getting the fuck out. See, that doesn't work, because the questions that we have, you may have the answer to enlighten us. So if you say you're offending me, it's going to offend you because we do not understand this lifestyle. And we will never understand this lifestyle. And if you have information regarding this lifestyle, then go ahead and say it.
Because otherwise you just sound like a bigot.
Well, we all are bigots.
Well, ma'am.
You're saying, wait a minute. I was talking to Brian when I said that. Angela,
I don't know you, Mike. I don't know you, Mike. But I know Brian fairly well.
No, you don't. Listen, woman.
So I understand that, but I'm saying people throw out this word bigot. And what is the definition of the word bigot, ma'am? Do you know?
Well, my first thought when you asked me that question is someone that is very ignorant and limits the possibilities.
Angela,
well,
that's wrong.
I've talked to
how
you many times. And you,
Angela, we don't know. Wait a minute. I'm going to go. I'm going to let
Mike. I called you a bigot, not him.
I am a bigot.
I'm not saying you call me one. I'm just saying I notice that people use that term, and I don't think they actually know what the word means. The word bigot, literally, look up the dictionary definition of it, is it is those who are hostile or intolerant to those who have a different view than them. That's what the word bigot
means. Yes, I was going to talk about limitations after I said the ignorant word.
So if our entire society is bigoted, because you can be bigoted on anything,
that is very true.
Hold on.
But I noticed the only people that throw that out are usually the pro-homosexual crowd that throws out the word bigot, not realizing that they're being bigoted against the people that disagree with them and not realizing it.
Well, you're just wrong. I mean, that's all there is to it. You're wrong.
Here's a definition of bigotry.
See, Angela's being bigoted right there, saying that, you're wrong.
You are.
And you're ignorant. And you, you called him ignorant.
Well, I called you ignorant, not Mike. I don't know Mike.
Oh, well, that's different.
But what I know of you. Yeah.
Okay, we still have time, Mike. I will hear you. But when somebody questions me on a show and they hear it out there, they hear the headline, Brian the Hammer Jackson is a bigot, I have to address that while I'm still live on the air.
Okay,
now,
let's go ahead.
Now, listen. Okay, let's address it. What makes you think I'm a bigot? Because when I disagree with someone or this, the gay people, the LGBTQ, all of a sudden I'm homophobic, I'm a bigot, I'm a criminal. So I'm asking you, what makes you call me a bigot?
Oh, you're not a criminal. Not at all.
No, wait a minute.
But what I'm saying,
I'm asking, what makes
you call me a bigot? I know personally that you've had many people on here to discuss this issue on both sides of the fence.
Yes.
You've had the opportunity to access all this information. You and
right.
I have talked about this information,
yes.
How the brain forms first and then the genitals, and that there's a couple different aberrations that can cause the transgender world.
We're getting to the bigger
but
T part. Let's get to the bigot part.
Well, either you want to hear what I have to say or you don't.
Well, I'm just asking a straight question. You
maybe
me a
I take too long to get to the point. Maybe I take too long to
you would be awful
get to the
bit.
Point.
I would not have sex with you. You talk too much.
Well,
that blah, 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 blah. Use my legs. Don't put them over my head like that.
Why would you even suggest that when I told you I don't want to hear that? It's inappropriate.
Well,
that crosses my boundary.
It's called life. We don't want to hear a lot of stuff, but we try to understand the difference between people.
But you know that is off limits.
You can't handle.
I mean, I have to talk to you like a child, and I shouldn't have to do that.
You, Angela, you speak.
This is yours, Mike. This is yours, Mike.
Angela, wait, hold on, Mike. Angela, you speak like a child. You think you're highbrow, and I have to come down to my level to understand.
Oh, I am not highbrow. I am not highbrow.
Angela, I know you're not.
I am so country.
But I'm just trying to say is you don't have to speak down to somebody. You need to bring your game up because I do talk down to you because I'm trying to get you to understand what life is about. Just because you don't like Mike's particular thought or criticism on homosexuality.
I can disagree with him.
You're
you know, and I can state what I know to be
you know,
true
I'll
and bring facts to the discussion.
When somebody
oh, it's not weak.
With you, when somebody disagrees with you, you call them names. Ignorant. Bigot. That's weak. That tells me you have no common sense and you have no theory and you have no facts because you will revert to, again, with the homosexual community, which I'm pissed off about if they're not homosexuals,
it's about gender, not sexuality.
You're doing the same thing that all queers do. When we disagree with the person. If we disagree with the person, all of a sudden we are homophobic. All of a sudden we are ignorant. All of a sudden we are bigoted. Why can't we disagree with the person without bringing the whole community and saying
Hammer.
You are homophobic? But you
why
guys
are you
behind...
confusing the two? You're confusing sexuality
confusing
with gender. I didn't get to finish my question.
Angela,
you know,
I want to state that
sexuality and gender are two separate things. You're talking like transgender. Yes, they're two separate things.
Come on,
They call it transgender because it's about gender. It's not about sexuality.
What about binary?
Is your gender affiliated with your sexuality? I don't think so.
Yes,
it is. Your brain is.
Go ahead, Mike.
Wait a minute.
Gender is affiliated with my sexuality. Of course it is.
Oh,
I got a penis.
No, it's not.
I got a penis.
You know, you can be straight, homosexual, asexual.
Those are sexual preferences. Angela, you're getting it confused. These are asexual, lesbian. Wait a minute. No, stop. Asexual, bisexuality.
But it doesn't have to do with your gender.
No, their preferences.
Transgender is about gender, not sexuality.
No, it's not.
And
it's
that is
preference.
A fact.
It's a, no, it's about preference.
A lot of times if someone's transgender, they're not thinking about sexuality. They want to be the gender that their brain
bullshit.
Identifies with.
It's all about
it has nothing
bro,
to do. No, it's not. You need to get your mind out of the gutter, Brian.
No. It is all about sexuality. This is why we want to have dresses.
Gutter
we want to have
thinking.
Our own bathrooms. We want to have this. We want to have the right to go here. It's all about sexuality.
Right.
It's not about gender. Gender is the
how is going to go pee somewhere about sexuality? That doesn't even make sense.
It's about identifying as a woman, which is a sexuality thing, not as a fact.
Like
the fact of it is that they
and
have testosterone.
Well, there's unisex bathrooms. There's bathrooms.
Okay,
that's for either sex. I don't know why you're hung up on.
Okay, you're being silly. You're not taking me into.
I'm being silly. I'm bringing facts.
You're being silly, Angela.
You're just being inflammatory.
You're being inflammatory.
How is that inflammatory? We're talking about real life
dress on a parade is inflammatory to me. Flame on, bitch. All right, stop this mess. Stop this mess.
Uh-huh. Are you going to go call me the B word? That's good. Congratulations.
You just called me ignorant. Oh, now you're paying.
No,
oh,
I called
my God.
You just said I was ignorant.
Did you just you call me a bigot? You said I was ignorant?
Yes.
But yet if I say bitch,
no,
oh, my God, bitch,
definition.
If you call a woman a bitch?
He asked the definition of bigot, so I started to explain what the definition was.
I'm going to treat you like my peers. I'm not going to treat you like a little girl. I'm not going to treat you like somebody special. If you're going
to
come in as an
adult
and you're going to call me ignorant and you're going to call me a bigot.
You're in emotion right now. You're emotional right now.
Bitch is in play. I go to my audience. Ellen.
Don't put her in that position.
They're not in a position. They can talk out. See, every time we disagree with that community.
Well, I don't want her to feel conflicted.
You don't have the power to have her feel anything. She talks the way she wants to talk because she's who she is.
Well, of course
she
does.
You don't have that power. You do not have that power to make her feel that she can't talk. You're not that powerful. Angela.
Well, I'm saying I just don't want her to feel conflicted.
Stop it. She's not conflicted. I'll ask her. Ellen, are you conflicted?
No, but what were y'all talking about? Somebody was knocking on my door. I didn't hear the whole conversation.
Here's my argument.
You missed out.
She just called me ignorant. And she called me a bigot.
No, actually, I called him a bigot, and then Mike asked for the definition of bigot.
Everybody heard you say, when Mike said, you called me ignorant, Mike, and you said to Mike, not you, Brian's ignorant. That's what she said, didn't she, Mike?
Oh,
she
I did say it? That. I apologize.
Oh,
that was a lot of crosstalk, a lot of talking over.
Oh, behave yourself. You deserve a good spanking. Behave yourself.
No, you need
treat
to
you
stop
like
that.
No.
I have my boundaries, and that's crossing my boundaries.
I'll strap on something and show you I'm a man.
Oh, really? I think someone strapped on something to you, and it really hurt.
Ouch! How dare you?
Oh, my God.
Sexual assault.
I think it's already happened to you.
Oh, really? Oh, in your dream. Stop it. Behave yourself.
Maybe that's why you're so emotional about this LGBT world. Maybe that's why you're so emotional.
You demonstrated why they're opposing their beliefs on us. And if we don't agree with their beliefs, we are now terrorists. We are now bigots. We are now ignorant. And I'm saying to you, if you want us to agree with our community,
those are not the facts.
Just because we don't agree with your
opinion, whatever it
that
is.
We are ignorant. No. Maybe.
Well, we know that the so-called facts constantly change depending on the situation and what's beneficial to the
crowd. Exactly. Exactly. Okay, here's the – I don't know if you guys can hear this. I have to go off headset so I can hear the rest of Chappelle. This is our story. So you guys make nice. And Ellen,
you're going to tell us that
Mike, it was nothing against you.
Yes, it was.
What did he say?
Yes, it was. It
I said
was,
the next thing you're going to say is that everyone should get vaccinated, right?
Oh, you really do not know me.
Are you
that was the same
vaccine.
Oh,
hey, never mind.
I was a safe, what I call a safe vaccine advocate. I even worked with a group. We worked with the United Nations because it was a lot easier to work with them than the states. It's just a joke here. So, to get thimerosal eliminated. In Peru, my friend Carmen, through the UN, we got thimerosal eliminated in the country of Peru. I've done my work. I walk my walk.
So what's your stance on the current COVID vaccines that are out there by, you know, Moderna, Johnson & Johnson?
Well, you have to look quickly. I would say that you have to look at the deadly numbers and decide what you should do at that point. I'm not going to tell anybody what to do. I believe in freedom, but I also believe in responsibility. Now, where the balance in that is, I'm not for sure where the balance is between freedom and responsibility. And I wish I had a better answer. Concluded.
So I would think that with that you're against the mandates then, right? That for this company.
I don't believe in mandates. I do not believe in mandates. But I believe in responsibility, and you have to look at the numbers, the deadly numbers. You know. So that's my stance on it.
Yeah, right on. Totally agree.
Brian, do you want to go back to your show?
Brian, are you pro vaccine? I never asked you that.
Oh, that's a good question. I think he's trying to load up his Chappelle clip. And this is probably the infamous. I don't know where he's at, but I'm just trying to fill in. Now, Ellen, the show was about Chappelle, right? Tell us what this clip is that he might be bringing up.
You know what? I didn't hear it. All I heard was, you know, something was going on with him. I didn't hear the whole thing.
Mm-hmm.
So
I didn't pay much attention to it either. But what I understand is David Chappelle made a joke that referenced transgender or homosexual people in his joke, and people took offense at it. And I believe in free speech. You know, if you don't want to hear it, then just don't listen to David Chappelle. I don't like his humor, so I just don't listen to him. That's why I didn't hear it. It was a special on HBO. Was it HBO? Anybody know HBO?
Netflix. It was on Netflix.
Netflix. Okay, thank you.
Yeah, it was on Netflix.
But
I
wasn't
100%
correct.
It wasn't actually really a joke. It's more of a statement that he made because he was sort of more of like a preaching thing. So what he basically ultimately said was that he said that every human being to come into the world has to pass through the legs of a woman, and he said that's a fact.
Oh, that's right.
And that's what he took offense
to. Yeah, it was a basic understanding that some people have of it. So, I mean,
I didn't really think it's that controversial. I'm kind of surprised that a statement like that would be viewed as anything wrong. That's a fact. I mean, we all came from a woman, right? I mean, we all agree with that.
Mm-hmm. No,
yeah.
I mean, we get our genetics from both male and female, and I think the future is going to be much different for a pregnancy. I think they'll make it where men can carry babies.
Angela, come on.
No, I'm just saying, I think in the future that will come to pass. I mean, who thought
God.
That
men
you
men
could...
are going to be bearing
no,
children?
Mike.
Really?
Mike.
Come on.
I mean, who thought
Angela?
You could actually have a... Mike, who thought you could actually have a sexual reassignment surgery, say, 40 years ago? No one would have believed that. No one. I'm just saying things are crazy, and they can get crazier. It will get crazier. It will get crazier.
And do you think it's right? Or do you think it's
weird? I didn't say it was right. I just think it's coming. That's what I think. I'm not making a judgment call on it. But I think money could be spent better elsewhere.
Deep down, is there anything in you that says this is at the minimum strange or weird or wrong in any way, shape, or form that we got it to the point now where women want to pretend to be men, have some type of operation, get pregnant, and pretend that they're a man that's pregnant?
Well, women and men can identify as, if they're genetically male or female, they can identify as the opposite sex. If their brain shows it, you know, there's a test that will show what gender you're supposed to be. It's called a spec scan. But I've learned a lot in my last 10 years when it comes to this.
That is,
I think it's going to get more extreme.
Okay, you do realize that a lot of these doctors and scientists and studies, and they're paid, and the people that pay them oftentimes want a certain conclusion, and they're paid to produce that conclusion. And they can alter data any way they want to make it seem like something
is. You can skew a study. There's lots of things you can do with numbers and figures and studies.
But we all have common sense at the end of the day. Common sense lets you know that this is absolutely wrong.
Could I get through my sentence? A spec scan can show if you're supposed to be male or female. That's your brain that doesn't change unless, I guess, you do a lot of drugs. But I don't think it would change that part of your brain.
But, I mean, at some point, even if someone has a PhD next to their name, you got to know bullshit.
That's a test. That's a real test.
We thought you were loading up a clip.
Did you load up a clip?
Well, what happened was... headphones on.
David Chappelle.
It won't...
Cool.
Okay, what are you trying to say, Brian?
I had a call in the show on my phone. I only got 15 minutes of the show.
Oh, no.
I can't play a clip. But here's... let's get to the Chappelle. Everybody knows the Chappelle story.
Mike actually quoted what was said, and that was very helpful because I really had not heard it, and I don't think Ellen had either.
Right. Okay. Well, the next story is we're talking about maybe there was a sex act that went bad. Why Brian Laundrie, that's the guy who killed his friend and fled into the swamp area. He's still on the loose now. And Ellen mentioned that in the report, the coroner report, that she was killed by asphyxiation.
Uh-huh.
I'm saying, and I asked her, was it by hand or any other device? She said it was by hand. I said, what kind of rage would you go up close and put your hand around somebody's neck and take the life out of them? What kind of rage is that? Then I started thinking, well, maybe it was a sex act that went wrong, and we went down the path. Because I don't know if I can actually, get your hand around this girl's neck and choke them to death. You have to be some kind of psycho to do that. Well, then I looked under when does kink turn to murder, and they're normalized sexual power dynamics, and we can't deny that there's some strange shit going on. And I got to cover this, but you already covered Chappelle. And this is
We thought you were just coming off a clip. So this woman.
Oh, okay. Well, basically we know about Chappelle. Oh, so this is this woman. And it says here in today's culture, they call it sex positivity. I hate these coin phrases, sex positivity. And
I haven't heard that one yet.
Yeah. These are people who accept weird as freaky shit. They call it sex positivity. Now, the feminist of today encourages sexual confidence and acceptance in all genders, ages young and old. Open discussions for kink can be found all over social media, blah, blah, blah. Well, our sex positive culture, again, our sex positive culture, it discourages rape culture, slut shaming in many ways. There is one problem that the promotion and normalization of sex, particularly kink, has caused. People are getting murdered, and their murders aren't being held accountable. For example, there's a Pennsylvania woman who's on trial now for murdering her boyfriend in 2016. On October 3rd, the woman's defense attorney compared the sexual relationship of a woman and her victim to the popular movie 50 Shades of Grey. Her attorney argued that the man ultimately fatal beating was part of the couple's sexual dynamic. This is her attorney. It was part of it. It was part of it. The guy just died. She should not be tried for murder. At the beginning of the month, there was a Switzerland man. He claimed that the fatal strangulation of his girlfriend with a towel in April 2019 was a tragic sex accident. That's what he said.
The point is, how do you prove that? And the charge should be manslaughter, not murder, if that was the case.
It doesn't matter. You're still dead.
What's the intent? Murder implies that you planned it. And to strangle someone, it takes 4 minutes.
Okay. It says, at the beginning of the month in Switzerland, a man claimed that the fatal strangulation of his girlfriend with a towel was a tragic sex accident.
A towel? He must have had weak hands.
The paper reported hearing the couple arguing. In Germany, there was a man given 18 months, only 18 months, suspended jail sentence for murdering his wife, having injured her severely with a spiked sex toy. A sex toy. A spike. S-P-A-D.
What?
Oh, I don't even know more about that. That just sounds painful.
Right. Following a two-day-long extreme BDSM scene, despite the man having a documented history of abuse against women, he would eventually kill her. The judge claimed, and the judge let him go. The judge claimed that we cannot assume it was consensual sex. It's near impossible to imagine that anyone would consent to their murder during sexual encounter. Now, I have seen people get choked. Right now, what's going on in the rage is that people are getting choked while they're having sex. To a point where
because it delays the oxygen to the head and causes a more intense orgasm is what they believe.
It's another crime of feminism. This is what feminism created, unfortunately.
You're trying to
I think this is more a man-created situation.
Well, the reason I say feminism...
Well, we can look at the history of it. That's a good idea.
I'm just saying that feminism has starved women of male dominance and authority.
Right.
So some of these women, to get that sensation back, want to be dominated in bed by men. And I'm just saying, most guys know this. A lot of women like sex that's like borderline rape, like a super aggressive and, like a caveman going at it. But it's the truth, man. These women, modern American women and European women are starved for toxic masculinity. They wanted it, but they can't get it. In polite society, they let it all out.
Michael, are you new to coming on to shows?
No, he's been around for Blog Talk. You can tell he likes his show.
Okay.
I'm
not hating him. I'm just trying to help him. The over-talking makes it hard for other people to hear.
You need to be tied up and beaten with a bat.
Oh, that's my daughter's high school.
Okay, wait, here we go. The normalization of choking through mediums like pornography and social media is especially of concern. The sex game gone wrong defense, like those used in the case above, seems more prevalent. So we're trying to normalize this. They're having weird-ass sex that has life and death possibilities, but we're going to normalize it saying it's just a sex game gone wrong. It's an accident. So that's what's going on here. Was it truly an accidental death, a sex game gone wrong? So the partner was being accused of murder, and the judge let him go. The normalization of kink, such as choking, has been counterproductive. Women can now find themselves in situations where they are further shamed for not wanting to participate in the extreme behavior. Worse, this behavior is forced upon them during sex. You know, I don't know. I don't think it's forced upon anybody.
That's the again, women trying to be victims. Stop it. Women dominate society. They have total control. The courts are in their favor, and they know it. I'm sick and tired of women trying to be victims and trying to act like, it was me. She knew what she wanted. She got into it. They went a little overboard. Things got crazy. So stop it already. Come on. I'm sick of it. A man can get his penis cut off and thrown into a garbage disposal. No one cares. A woman has her breast cut off. We have a national day of silence and prayer over it. It's ridiculous.
I do agree. Here's 11 unbelievably insane deaths during sex. Is everybody still here? Because I don't know. I'm not. Oh, Angela left. Okay, we quieted her voice. She's still listening. Angela, I know you're listening. These are 11 things. Ellen, are you still here? Are you still here? Ellen? Okay, I guess we lost Ellen.
I think I may have lost him when I made the statement about the throwing cut off a woman's breast. And, I'm sorry.
It's true. It is true. Well, these are 11 things we're in the show. Ellen's still here. I think King is still here, but he's not talking. But we got four other people here, or I'm 111. Well, let me go through this really quickly, and then we'll end the show, and we'll make comments on this. Here we go. 11 unbelievably insane deaths during sex. It happens. 11. We go to 11. Let me go to number 11 first. Here we go. These are true things that happen during sex when people die. This guy's name is Sergei Tuganov. I think this guy may be the winner. Sergei was a 28-year-old Russian man who found himself in a situation you only find in a porno. Two women bet him he couldn't sexually satisfy them during a 12-hour threesome. He took the bet for around $4,300. They then chugged a bottle of Viagra and got to work. After he successfully pulled off the 12-hour orgy, it was time for them to pay up. He dropped dead from a heart attack. This guy, this idiot, he chugged a bottle of Viagra. I don't know anything about Viagra, but I'm sure you don't drink the whole bottle for one night. He had a heart attack. True story. It didn't tell me
Hey, what's going on, Brian?
Hey, what's going on, King? Good to hear your voice, man.
Oh man, my bad. I'm at work right now, and I'm just kind of listening in. You know, I couldn't really say too much around the students at school, so I said let me just listen in, and then when I walk out to go take the trash out, then I talk to y'all.
I appreciate that. Figured you're at work, man.
Don't get in trouble. Good morning, Ellen.
Mike,
good morning, everybody.
Good morning, Mike. Good morning, Angela. Yeah, she left because she didn't like our topic. So it was Angela's birthday yesterday. She's 102.
They gone, man.
Yeah,
okay.
She's 100. Angela's 102 years old yesterday. I mean, man, she lives to be 102.
Yeah.
All right. So we're talking about something that kiddies should not hear. These are people, King, these are people who are freak people who had sex doing freaky shit, and they died doing it. Here's one. So I understand completely, my man, and thank you for supporting the show. And don't lose your job over this. I'll talk to you on Facebook. But here's number 10. This is another man. He's from Croatia. And he had an inability to speak. Here we go. He's an 80-year-old retiree, and he negotiated with a 30-year-old prostitute for oral sex. He's 80, and he negotiated from a 30-year-old prostitute for oral sex. Apparently, he got her down to equivalent of $6.50 American money. Okay, whatever. Which was impressive.
Say that again.
He got her down for $6.50 American money to have oral sex. They were negotiating the price.
He's got to be Jewish.
Right. And what happened was he was so excited from his bargaining triumph that he took off his pants, and before she could even begin to perform, he dropped dead. He died. He was so excited that she took the offer. She got on her knees, and he had a heart attack and died. Now, should she be prosecuted for murder? It was during a sex act. He was 80. That's the question. Anybody, and I'll move on, should she be tried for murder? She killed the man. Okay. Next one, number 9, death by garage sex. These two are teenagers in Austria who were in a garage. They're having sex in a Mazda. Okay? It was cold, so they turned on the engine so they could run the heat. Unfortunately, we all know what happens when you're in a car and you're running your engine in a garage. But because one of the most popular suicide techniques in a movie doesn't feel like 90% of the people who kill themselves, that's what happened. They both died from carbon monoxide poisoning because they wanted to have sex in a garage and they warmed up the car doing it. That was number 9. Number 8, this guy, he died by masturbating in a chicken coop. Okay. True story. This guy's 53 years old. He's from China. He was found naked, dead, in a chicken coop outside of his bedroom. His computer inside of his room was still playing porno. The police determined that he was so excited by the porno, for some reason he went to the chicken coop and he started jacking off. The cold temperature outside was so cold that it elevated his heart rate from masturbation, and it caused a fatal infarction. He had a heart attack and died. Nobody knows why he went to this chicken coop to masturbate. Number seven, guy died in a brothel, overstimulation. Guy's from France. He died in 1899. There was some murkiness about his death, but prevailing the theory is that he died while receiving oral sex, either in a brothel or from his assistant. Either way, if there was a story about an American politician, it wouldn't have made this story. Taken to another level, the death made the woman go into shock, and she suffered from lockjaw. So he's dead. Something about genitalia had to be surgically removed from her mouth. Okay, so he died. She was shocked. Her jaw's locked on his penis. And he's dead now, and his dead penis is in her mouth, and the doctors had to come surgically remove the penis from her mouth. That's it. These are things that are happening. Tracy, she died calling out the wrong name. While she's 53-year-old, Colin Scully and his 39-year-old wife, Tracy, were having sex, she shouted out Paul. He suspected she was banging a guy named Paul, who knew her from the scooter club. This would be a good time to mention they're British, which is why they do things like scooter clubs. Anyway, Colin ended up smothering her, and she died. He's now in prison for murder. I assume Paul still rides his scooter, but with a little less sex than before. So she called out the wrong name, and he smothered her. And that's murder. And the number one, let's go to number one. Let's see, we got number one. We got 18 seconds. The number one unbelievable death during sex. Let's just get to number one. Kenneth. He died via a horse. Well, guess what happened here. After work, he would regularly visit a farm where he would have sex with male horses. He would be on the receiving end. Oh, boy. Well, he was, you know, they call him the horse whisperer for a reason. In July 2005, one of the horses got too deep in him and caused him a perforated colon. He resisted getting immediate medical attention. This wasn't like a full, you know, Jerry going into the rectum. It was one in a million shot. So he ended up dying from complications with injury. His death actually led to a change in Washington state law. Bestiality is now a felony. It wasn't a felony until he died of that. Then that's 2005. So 2006, they made it a felony that bestiality is against the law. Until then, horse whisperer lives. So there you go. There you go.
What the hell?
Ellen is still here. Yeah. So I guess the horse perforated his anus, and he died.
Damn.
And we do have the horse account for this, and the horse is on tape.
Is it Mr. Ed?
The horse is, I am sorry that happened, and I got a little excited.
Mr. Ed.
I am late to run into my horse race, and I'm going to miss your ass. It was a lovely Titus. But, you know, you got to really admit, and I'm not kidding you, it brings something. There's a lot of guys out there that likes anal. There's a lot of guys who like anal, fan of anal. You could really hurt someone. Now, you know, not many gay guys in the community are coming out and say, you know what, that hurt, that made me sick, that polluted me, that it really bust my butt. I've been bleeding for 9 months because you're so big. We got to be careful, and especially guys like me. It's like, you know what, I don't want to kill you. I'm not going to the back door. Now, myself, one time I was a little drunk. I smoked a little weed. Okay, I'll tell all story. You know what I mean? And I saw something that turned me on, which is my girlfriend was sleeping on her stomach. I go, an invitation to a party of one. And then I thought, and so I just put the tip in, and she woke up, shot through the, she hit her head on the headboard and said, "What was that?" I go, "I don't know. I had no idea what that was. What did you think it was, you know?" I should have warned her. But within 3 seconds, she says, "You did it." Allegations. Because you tried to fuck me up the ass when I'm sleeping. I go, "Yeah, I don't want to do it when you're awake because you'll say no. I had a good excuse." Thank you for listening to the Brian the Hammer Jackson Show. You'll never listen again. I want to thank our guest, Mr. King. I want to thank LJ. I want to thank Angela for coming in. And you four other people I did not get to, I want to thank you. All right, just be careful about, you know, where you put your dick in, because it could kill someone. All right. Our next show is about gay rapists. And why don't people say anything?
What?
Let me tell you something. How come you never ever hear about gay rapists? You know what I mean? What gay guys are looking at the house going, "Oh, there he is. He's sleeping in his stomach next to his wife, and he just pounds a living, you know, takes his ass and pounds it," right? You don't hear that. You don't hear that. How come we never, you know what? Let me see. Let me see if there's at least one story of a gay rapist. Because I like to know who he is. Gay rapist. Before we go off the air. I got to fix what's going on with Blog Talk because I can't call anymore. Gay rapist. Here we go. I hope that's gay rap star. Right. It still brings me back to the gay rap star. "I was raped repeatedly in prison by a male inmate." No, that's not what I'm looking for. Now I got videos that gay rape. If you know what? If the police ever confiscated my computer, he had gay rapists on his computer. Yeah, then you know. Just take me in. Just take me in. I you know what?
I can't explain it.
Do you need a lawyer? No, I don't need a lawyer. Just put me in a nice little cell with a phone. That's it. Give me a burner phone. I'm done. If they ever look through my computer,
I can do my show. Give me a burner phone.
How do you explain this? A male horse perforated a male colon and he died? You know what? I have no explanation. A woman was saved from a rapist by a gay rapist who raped the rapist in a bizarre case. What the hell? A woman was saved from a rapist by a gay rapist who raped the rapist.
What?
It's a true story. So apparently this woman was saved by a rapist. He's a rapist. But a gay rapist saw that he was raping a woman and he kicked his ass. He's a gay rapist. That's the headline. Women saved from rapists by gay rapists who raped the rapist. Well, since I kicked his ass, I'm like, well, fuck it. You know what? This is gonna
try saying that fast five times.
Exactly. You know, I'm not even going to read this because it'll be our next story. That's going to be the title. Woman saved by rapists, by gay rapists who raped the rapist. That's the title. Well, Ellen, I don't know. Our show went sideways.
Yeah, we didn't even talk about Brian Laundrie and Gabby Petito.
Well, we did. We did the transition. They said they. So if he already explained.
No, that was Dave Chappelle.
Oh, well, we'll bring that up tomorrow. Ellen, I really don't remember you when you were in the studio. Do you remember? I thought as soon as I plugged in my thing, my headset, the phone thing comes down, and it didn't.
It's supposed to.
It was supposed to. I don't see it. I see it nowhere. I see it nowhere.
Well, maybe they grounded you from it.
They probably did. But I'm going to end the episode, and I'm going to call you in 2 seconds. Good night, everybody. We'll see you guys tomorrow at the same time. Oh, congratulations, Dodgers. Go Dodgers. Great way to go, baby. Dodger blue. They play again today at 4:30 our time. They're down 2-1. We want them to go to the playoffs and to the World Series. Go Saints. How's the Saints doing, Ellen? What is their record?
They're 3-2 right now.
Oh, okay. Who's the quarterback?
Jameis Winston.
Winston.
No, Jameis Winston. Yeah.
How's he doing? How's he doing? Do people miss Breeze or are they talking?
Yeah. This is the first football season without Drew, you know, and, you know, of course, Jameis has to come into his own. He has to get comfortable with being a quarterback and everything, but he's improving with each game.
Good. Oh, wait a minute. I found it.
You found it?
I found the code. Listen.
No.
I found the phone.
Oh, you found it? Okay.
Yeah. All right. Tomorrow we're going to call the gay people.
Okay.
We're
going to
call the LGBTQ tomorrow. Tomorrow, Ellen's going to tell us what's on sale in her store and what she's selling, what kind of deal that she's making. It's Christmas time, and you got to order now because of what's happening with the loading docks in L.A. and elsewhere. So we got to start buying our Christmas gifts early. Ellen will tell us what's on sale and what's going on there. And if you, and I'm going to tell you, ladies, this is my gift to you. And here's how you can make some money. If you're willing to sell, what is that? What is a Pure Romance? Is that what it is?
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Ellen's affiliated with Pure Romance. And Grow Up, toys are a $1 billion business. So shut up. Shut up. Chances are 1 out of 3 of you have toys. 1 out of 2 of you are playing with it right now, listening to me. And you're welcome. So what I'm going to say is if we find a dildo model, you heard what I said, I'm going to leave this invitation open. If you're an open-minded woman, a sexually empowered woman, and you like toys, this is my offer to you. Get in contact with Ellen. Look at the catalog. And if you find something that you like, I will personally buy it for you if you make – on live stream, I will edit it. It's not, you're not going to go live because I will edit it. If you make a commercial about the product in your moment, I will buy you that toy. Let me make it clear again. If you're a sexually open woman, empowered by your sexuality, and if you contact Ellen J, and you go shopping on the Pure Romance catalog, I will purchase that toy. Listen to what I'm saying. You would have to make an agreement to do a commercial about the toy. If you want to demonstrate the toy, then I would make a mature, I'll put you on another area, a private video, for purposes of how you're enjoying the toy, why the toy is good for you, why you love the toy. And it's a little commercial about Pure Romance and why Pure Romance have the best toys and gadgets around. You get what I'm saying, Ellen?
Mm-hmm. Yep.
That's what I'm saying.
Yeah.
And I would make that offer to you. So if you contact Ellen J, now we're off the air, but some people listen to us in archives, and I'll make this offer again live tomorrow. You could be a man. Oh, boy. You and your beats. You could be a man. You contact Ellen J because she is connected with direct sales of Pure Romance. You contact her, and she will show you the calendar or whatever, and you get interested in it. The deal is you must do a commercial first. You're going to say, hi, my name is Lisa. I'm Lisa. I'm 32, and I am an empowered woman. I'm open sexual. My sexuality is open, and I picked this toy category 3. Come on at first, because I'm not buying you the toy. You go, ha-ha, you can't return it. You're going to have to make the commercial first, and then you're going to demonstrate it or do the commercial, and I will purchase the toy for you. And if you said I would like to do a demonstration of how the toy works, okay. And what we're going to do is I even might make a page on Pornhub. I don't know. This is purely commercial purposes and selling the toy. Because Ellen can tell you, all serious, all joke, all craziness aside, we're going to do a story on a lot of people who got injured by using the toy the wrong way. There's a lot, and you're not hearing about these injuries. And Ellen could probably tell you. And we should do a story on this, right, Ellen? There is a right way. They're not cleaning the toy correctly. They're getting infections. There are people who are not using it properly. There's people who are abusing using it. It's not really supposed to be used that way. There are probably a lot of cases how people are getting injured by using an adult toy the wrong way. Am I correct?
Yeah. I mean, yeah. There's a right way and a wrong way.
No, exactly. And we just heard a horse story that a horse really perpetrated a colon and killed this man. And I'm sure that I went in some of these stores and I'm going, nobody has a dick that's 17 inches and it's spiked. It's not possible. Some people are crazy. I've gone in some, what I'm going to do? I'm going to take the phone next week and I'm going to shoot live and go into an adult store. I don't know, and I have my confidence, and I'm going to see how far I can get and tell them that, hey, I got a show, and I like to do this, and I'll give you a little commercial. You know me. I can talk my way into anything. And some of the best products and everything. And listen, lady, calm down. There is no such thing as a 15-inch penis. Stop it. Don't go with the Kong Kong or the Super King or the Mario Brothers with two dildos up your nose and stop it with the nonsense. And I don't know why they make them anyway. You know, the outrageous toys, you have seen them. Why? You make them with the bumps and everything. Stop it with the bumps. So we're going to do the story on some of it. It'll probably be in the same line of the story about, and Ellen could tell us. And Ellen, I really want you to do me some investigation on people using toys wrong or toys gone wrong and injuries. Toys and injuries. I really would like that story, please.
Yeah. Okay.
If you can Google adult toys injuries today or tomorrow, preferably tonight, have it ready to go with the story. That would be interesting. And I'll say that also again, live. If you're a woman who is sexually empowered and sexually open, and you are a toy fan, if you would like to have a free gift from the Hammer Show, Ellen will be happy to show you the category in pure romance of the different toys that are available. And if you like a toy, all you have to do, you can change your name, whatever. I'm not interested in your name or whatever. You want to wear a mask. I don't give a fuck. But I would like you to come on and say, hi, my name is Lisa. I do like the cock and bull toy. The reason I like the toy is this and this. I had one before. It's a great toy. Got it at Pure Romance. It's one of the best toys. That's all I'm asking. Now, if you want to do a video and demonstrate the toy in your own privacy, we can do that. And how the toy is working, how to correctly put the toy, the joy that the toy can experience you. I like that. We can do that too. How the product works. Every commercial shows the product working. Right, Ellen? And if you do that, we'll get you another bonus toy. Up to Ellen to agree to those terms. Ellen, do you agree to those terms?
Sure.
I think it's good.
Yeah.
Okay. No, I'm serious. This is what we do. Because one out of three of you ladies right now have a toy. Don't tell me you don't. One out of four of you ladies are on Pornhub using the toy. But toys are expensive. Toys are not cheap anymore. I looked at some of those toys. It's cheaper to buy a slave than it is a toy. You can get a whole boy or a whole man. Cheaper to feed them. So there's discounts on toys. And then there's people who are abusing the toys. And there's people who are getting injured by toys. And a lot of people are not talking about injury during masturbation. And I know. I yanked it a couple of times. He was sore. I looked at my guy. One time I yanked it so much, I had to pee out of my ass. So we'll talk about it. You're listening to Brian the Hammer Jackson. So he is.
Oh, my God.
That's Ellen J. We're going to get busy selling shit. But it's going to be good shit. It's Christmas time. It's beginning to feel a lot like Christmas everywhere we go. We go shopping, we go around the corner. There it is, a nice dildo. Okay. thank you for listening. Ciao, ciao. Bye, y'all.
Yeah, I got to charge my phone.
Okay, see you tomorrow. And I found the pad so we can start doing business again. Bye-bye.
Bye.